Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
It's a daytime after dark, and tonight we will be talking to Lynn Herring. I am so excited, you guys. This is something I wanted to do since the show started. I never thought I would get a chance to because she was off the show, and by now, I get, whenever she calls in, I get to talk to her, and I'm so excited. I fell in love with Lucy so many years ago. You know, that's what kept me, that's what probably kept me from skipping school so much. Because, Lynn Herring is one of those actresses, I believe, that can do anything, that can, have a funny scene one moment and cry, and, I loved her with, Scotty, and I love her with Kevin. I'm just excited. I'm really excited. I'm waiting for her to call in, and I hope everyone's had a good Valentine's Day, and I hope, your Valentine's Day didn't suck. And the week of still, I could go on and on and on about it, but I won't, because I would be here for like ever on it, and I'm just waiting for Lynn to call in. And if you want to talk to her after I'm done interviewing her, press 1, and I will put you on right away as I can. Don't press 1 yet because, hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Lynn Herring.
Oh, my God. Okay, Lynn, I am so sorry. I have this wonderful intro, but you may as well gave me a Pacific area code.
Pardon? Give you an area code?
Yes, you gave me 2 of your area codes if you were calling from one of your houses.
Oh, 559 is my area code.
Yeah, well, it showed up as private.
Oh, okay, I just dialed. Cynthia gave me her number, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And so I just called, and I've been listening in on you, and so I hope your Valentine's Day was okay.
That's to be another time, but...
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, no, I don't know if you were hearing part of my intro about you, but no, you are the reason why I skipped school way back then, because I had to watch Lucy. For me, watching you is entertaining, it's fun, it's crazy, it's everything I ever imagined. I mean, I'm so glad... You're back to the show.
Oh,
I am so glad you're back home. I mean, whatever it took, what happened? I mean, I know you took a couple years off, but what happened for you to get the call, and what happened? Because I'm happy. The fans are happy, but Can you tell
Ron,
us?
Our wonderful writer Ron and Frank decided they were going to do the show that we had all loved from back in the 90s and the early 2000s. And so they created the idea of bringing back everybody who was meaningful to the show. And so they called and said, would you be interested? And I said, hey, I'm on the next bus. I'll be there.
Because I'm so happy. And, you know, are you going to be there for a while? I mean, can you tell us?
I it's funny. None of us, Ken and John and Ian, Duke, all those guys, none of us have contracts. They've invited us back to do at least through the 50th anniversary, which is very exciting. And I hope we stay. I don't know what their intentions are, but we certainly are willing to be there for as long as they'll have us.
Well, I will. I mean, if you need me to fight for you after the 50th, just call me up and I will, because, you know, you and Kevin are a really good couple.
Oh,
you guys have the chemistry and you guys are funny, serious, whatever, but then you have another love, Scotty.
Both of them are wonderful, but John, it's true. It's a different kind of chemistry. Scotty, Ken, actually, we had our first scenes this past week together.
And
oh, yeah! So much fun. So he'll be airing soon, and I think you'll get a kick out of. He's doing some great stuff with Jeannie, and then we get to team up and do some funny things. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Good, because and I've been dying to ask you for a long time. I gotta ask this for me. I'm a Luke and Lucy fan. I mean, I think Luke and Lucy have this great friendship, and this cracks me up. But tell me, you guys are gonna at least have a scene, right?
It's funny you say that. On Tuesday, the show is dark for 2 weeks. We started, I guess the show started to save money and just make it more financially feasible, taking days off. And so I got so excited because they mailed me my scripts for the week we come back. We'll start shooting again February 25th. And the second day we're back from our little mini hiatus, I get to work with Tony. So it's so fun. And he already, I'm so stoked. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, for me personally, that makes me happy, because if you don't mind me going way back for a minute, when you and Sunny and Luke were going to Puerto Rico for Frank Smith.
Oh, yes, that was a blast, too. Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, you, Sunny, and Luke, I'm sorry. For me, comedy is great. You know, I always thought Lucy should just have a one-night stand with Sunny just for the heck of it. But how did you like working with Sunny and Luke? I mean, I know you haven't been able to, you know, since you've been back, but how was it way back? Because, you know.
Oh, always challenging and fun and interesting, because both those characters are so dynamic and they're so different. And the guys that play him are such special people. You know that from watching them all these years.
Yeah.
So it was like a special treat. And even seeing Maurice now, he's a big football fan. So I love football. And so we've gone all since I've been back from November on every week about football. And off we go about who we think is going to win and all the positions and the 49ers in the Super Bowl. We've had more fun. I forgot how charming and fun he is. And then Tony was out for a while he travels and goes away. But he's been back, and it's just the biggest hug I got from him last week. So he said, I'm looking forward to when we get back for scenes. So me too. They're both wonderful men.
You can tell those two that they are doing such a great job.
Oh,
keep it up. You know, since you've been back, the vampire storyline has taken a life of its own back.
Yeah,
and
it's a tricky thing because for the people that didn't watch Port Charles, I think it's kind of confusing. But it's kind of evolved into a murder mystery. And so what's great is there's intrigue for people who didn't and don't care for vampires, because that's not everybody's cup of tea. So it becomes more about John McBain and Caleb, and how interesting is that for Michael to play the both parts. And he does such a good job with that.
Well, what I loved, and I'm not saying violence is the answer, people, but when you did that stabbing little thing with, you thought he was Caleb, but he was actually John.
Right. Whoops. Oh,
I'm sorry. I was almost falling off the bed laughing just because the scene was so good. And I'm like, oh, Lucy, don't do it. Don't. Don't do it. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to ever scream at you. But that day I was screaming at Lucy because I'm like, oh, gosh, this is not good. So,
no, it wasn't good for – I've been through a lot lately with that one event.
Well, because I loved Addison. I loved Addison. So when I heard she was on the way back, I was more happy. I'm like, oh, cool, they're bringing more people back from post-house. And but then, you know, we have one or two days, and now she's murdered. Not very happy on that.
She does come back a little bit. I will give you a hint. She does come back a little bit, so you'll be happy to see her a little bit back.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you know what's going to go on with, like, you and Kevin? Because I think you and Kevin are great. You guys are, you know,
well, he tried
perfect.
To make you behave, huh?
Yeah, but I think with Scotty on his way back, and, you know, look at Scotty, could be very rocky. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
we don't
yeah.
know. And I think, in my little crazy little head, I think if Scotty is not going to get his way with Laura, his best friend is back. And
I
so,
know, that trouble right there.
Yeah, so, I mean, for you, I mean, for Lucy, will you ever, I mean, let's say you and Kevin hit a rough path. How, I mean, for you, are you ever really over Scotty? Because you guys have a kid together.
Right. And we talk about her coming up, too. We do.
Good, because rumors have it. Well, you know how the internet is. But they have said for a while that Serena was coming back.
I hope so. You know, it's the same. We're all kind of in the same boat. You guys are sometimes, too. You hear things way in the distance from some grapevine or rumor, and you go, oh, I hope that's true, but we don't know. You know, we try not to be a spoiler or know too much and just do your job well and not ruin the good stories for people. But I hope she's coming back because she's a charming young lady now. She's 22, and it's like Kimberly to watch someone who started so young and then become such a lovely young woman like Kimberly McCullough. So if it's possible that Carly can be back to be Serena, I think the audience would love seeing her all grown up because she's just gorgeous.
And you guys, when you were on Post-Hours, you guys were awesome together. You guys had the mother-daughter thing. So
it's really funny because her real-life mother is so awesome, and her dad, and they're such good parents. And I admire their parenting skills because, you know, a lot of times Hollywood kids that are acting have a hard time. And they did such a good job with her, and now she's turned out so awesome. So I can't wait to see if we can recapture that. It'd be fun to be the mother-daughter again since Lucy never got to have, you know, children of her own.
Well, but, you know, in my view, I think of Serena as you.
Me too.
I know Dominic was her mom, but she passed away. But you carried her for 9 months.
That's
so.
Right. And then I raised
me,
for Charles.
Exactly. And I've always wanted to know this. When you were taping that way back with Scotty, it looked so cold. And
that was an interesting. Ken, it was so funny. A couple years ago, I didn't know they had living at the ranch. We didn't have really good internet service, and I didn't know YouTube had a lot of the scenes you could recapture. And he called and said, "Lynn, I happened to watch the when we gave birth to Serena." And he said, "It was awesome. Do you remember that?" And I said, "Of course I do." So I watched it again, and it was so emotional, and I forgot how special that was with Ken and I. We really enjoyed that day. The whole week of work leading up to it was pretty special. That was an intense time.
Well, it was good. It was really good. I mean, I thought, I'm like, wow, you look like you were really giving birth to me. I'm like, wow. You know, and I mean, but, you know, the audience is happy you are back because, you know, I think they need fun, and what you're doing with, I call it Xana from Another Planet, but I know it's Heather Rubber, I know. But you guys are seeming to be having the time of your life.
Oh, we are.
Working together.
Todd is hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot about his character before. And working with Roger has been just a dream. And then Heather, they already had chemistry before from doing all the crazy stuff with the babies. and coming into that and being part of their little plan has been quite fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think what it's doing is having you guys work with new characters and old characters, but it's the real balance.
I hope so. Ron is probably the smartest soap writer I've ever worked for. He really finds a way to integrate all the characters. And that, do you know how hard that is to do 52 weeks a year? Come on. This is writing, and he's doing an amazing job. I'm so impressed at his research and how he tries to bring the old characters. I mean, even with Frisco, you know, the facts and researching where he was, what
mm-hmm.
why are they back? It's so all-inclusive that it makes you feel true to yourself. It's really special.
Yeah, and I mean, I love the Felisa and Lucy fun. I mean, I've always loved the Lucy and Felisa fun stuff.
We've had so fun over the years. You know, that she makes me laugh, and we really play off of each other just because we enjoy each other so much.
You guys do. I mean, it's like you guys, you know, you guys have been gone for so long, but you guys picked right back up like nothing happened.
I know,
like,
isn't that funny? I was thinking about that because someone said that that just you start back after, say, I don't think I had done Lucy. I came back from Mother Quartermain for Lila's funeral.
Yeah, and you did.
2004. And that was, you know, 9 years ago. And so it's weird how I think it'd be like anybody that you went to high school or college with, you know, those relationships,
mm-hmm.
and you just pick right up and go, well, how the heck are you? And off you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've seen with everyone since you've been back, and I love you seen with Rebecca Hoops, Liz.
Oh,
that was incredible. It was like, oh, yay. And, you know, you think with Sabrina and Felix, I mean,
know.
They are new.
And they are so charming, those kids. They're very cute. Felix has so much energy. He's such a great addition. He really brings a lot to the game because he's different and he's fun and he has a lot of passion and enthusiasm. And then, of course, we hope Sabrina, you know, our ugly duckling is going to bloom soon, I hope.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, I would love you to work with one of my favorite girls on there, Laura Wright, who plays Carly.
That's one character that I haven't had any scenes with yet.
No, but I think it would be funny as heck. And, you know, I think it would be really good. And, you know, and I've always told everyone that I think you should have got an Emmy way back when the Beads Ate Death. Because I was on my couch for 3 days crying watching this unfold.
Seeing
Lucy so wrecked over it and everything.
That was an awesome time for everybody, from Brad Mall, you know, to Jackson
mm-hmm.
and Christina, and everybody just did such an amazing job. That was a really special story they told there.
It was one of the stories I think will go down in history as between Look and Lo's writing people take half a look and the best class, because
I've talked
to people now and people identify the best class as one of the biggest stories of all time. And,
oh, I agree. Well, now, when did you start watching? When did you start? What was the time frame?
You?
Oh,
seriously.
Nice.
No, I tune you on one day, and I'm like, okay. I mean, I always flip back and forth because Days of Our Life and General Hospital are my favorite, too. And by the way, if you I don't want to be unprofessional, but if you can tell your husband, I love him because I loved him playing Roman. I wasn't happy with him coming back and playing the bad character a couple of years ago.
He wasn't either. He was a little confused.
Yeah, but I miss him on daytime. I miss him. I want him back on days. I know that probably can't happen.
I know.
But
I agree. He had a lot of chemistry with all the people there. He really enjoyed
mm-hmm.
Miami. He enjoyed Marlena, of course, so much. They really had some great times there, too.
I started watching you probably from the first day you got there at the librarian
God, that was fun, yep.
And, I mean, I watched you when you were on dates, too, with, I don't think the character ever really got to be played out as much as...
You know, that was a funny thing when General Hospital, when we couldn't come to any kind of... we had a new boss of ABC, and he was really trying to make statements with people and not being a very team player. And so I think Days just sort of grabbed me and stuck me in, and I was so grateful. But they didn't really expand on that character. I don't think they had ever had any plans to. So I was just grateful for the job. I was so appreciative.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I wished, you know, I mean, you cannot do two soaps at once. But I wish, you know, I mean, having you back on As the Rotunes, too, was really good. Seeing you on
I love that, Joe. Those were a lot of pros working under some very hard conditions back in Brooklyn. You know, they were done for budget. They didn't have a lot of time. They didn't even have a night crew to change the sets. So the sets were permanent, tiny little sets they would move the cameras to and work so fast. And I was amazed. They're so talented and brilliant people back there. And I love taking the subway out to Brooklyn. I enjoyed that time very much.
Oh, cool. Well, there's a lot of fan calls. To talk to you. Do you have time for fan calls,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Because if it were up to me, I would take up the whole time. And then people will want me murdered because for them not to talk to you, yeah, I will be banished. Okay, let's see. I'm going to take 708. You're on mail.
Hi, Lynn. This is Christy from Liaison Radio, and then I have Amanda on as well.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Well, I'm happy to see you back on the show, Lynn.
Oh, it's like a miracle. I'm having more fun. It really is the best time. You know, I have to say it's even better the second time around because everybody is so into making the show good and so positive and so fun. We just run around the halls like college kids. It's so much fun.
Cool. I guess I'll ask you, is there anyone on the cast that you haven't worked with, like Laura Wright or anyone else that you really want to work with?
I think Laura's probably one of the few. I pretty much, and maybe, you know, dear, now I'm forgetting his name. Who's the cute guy that always talks so funny? Who, Spinelli!
My boyfriend.
Yes, he's so much fun with Carly and Spinelli, those two. Lucy hasn't encountered those type people yet. It'll be great.
You need to encounter Spinelli. Does Amanda have any quick questions?
Yes, hi, Lynn.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm so excited that Carly got you on.
Me too.
I just have kind of a simple question. Is it ever hard, like, I know on Poor Charles that's what the main focus of the show was, that whole supernatural feel. Is it hard to come across as, like, you're believing in it so much when everybody else is not believing about the vampires and the story? Like, has there been any bloopers yet, I guess, as you could say, or ad-lib?
Oh, sure, we do. I mean, we do. Michael Easton is hilarious to work with. He has a very, very dry sense of humor, and he's very witty. So he'll do little asides under his breath, you know, as he has his hand around my throat, he'll tell me some joke. And so I'm always thinking, okay, wait, I'm supposed to look terrified, but he's cracking me up. So it's really hard with him sometimes because he, you know, he's got that delicate balance of playing Caleb as the real vampire that Lucy would have remembered and then being John McBain. So he walks that fine line, like you say, about trying to keep the believability issue, but Lucy's all in because of the Port Charles experience, and however it turns out, whether he's really a vampire or a murderer or she's insane, she right now really does believe that there's danger, especially after the thing that happened with Allison, you know, that kind of reinforced all her fears. So there is a fine line we walk because we don't want to alienate people, but I think they're going to be pleased with the way it turns out.
Well, thanks for answering, and thanks for taking our call, Carly.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, you guys. Before I bring another call on, because this whole thing has, this whole thing has got me wondering with you, I mean, because of Libby, when Kevin said, I don't have a dollar, Livy, and I was screaming at the TV, me watching Post Office, I'm like, the heck you don't? Yes, you do.
Yes,
so,
and it,
so,
you know, I have to tell you, the funniest was Kelly Monaco and Michael and I were standing there the first day we were all together, and Kelly said, Lynn, look at us. This is 10 years later, and we're back in the exact same funny configuration of Livy and Caleb and Lucy. And we just laughed, and we had to take a break from the tape for a minute because we got the giggles because we just hadn't ever dreamed that we'd be doing something so much fun again after all this time. And it was just like we'd never left each other. So that's what's weird about doing daytime and being so close to people. You really do pick up right where you left off, wherever you left off, in whatever country or place.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, I know you can't say anything, but, you know, for them to say that, you know, for Kevin to say, I never had a dollar, Libby, for me, I'm like, okay, what, are you saying this to dream this all? Because I don't buy it.
I know, and he's playing it really straight, too, so it is confusing.
Yeah, 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 please tell him. I mean, I've been, oh, and you need to get on Twitter, please, or Facebook.
Well,
people,
hey, this is so funny. They called today. You know, at the ranch, we don't have any phone service, and our Internet's not very good. But bless their hearts, they called on next Thursday. They've rigged it somehow that I can do the GH Twitter while the show airs. So I'm so excited because I've never...
Awesome!
Yes, it's my first, what's it called, tweeting. It's my first attempt. So
awesome, you guys. Let's treat her a lot, but not too much because she's a newbie and you don't want to get her confused.
Because I have no idea what I'm doing, but Lori Hogan, the head of the publicity department for ABC Daytime, will help me through, she said, next Thursday. So I'm so excited. I feel like I'm finally breaking into the 21st century.
Yay! Okay, we better take another call.
Okay.
Let's see. 631, you on the air?
Hi, Lynn. This is Lisa from New York.
Hi.
I have to tell you, I've been watching General Hospital since I was 12. I turned 47 in December, so I've seen it all. And I am so excited that you are back. Oh, my God. This is, like, it's amazing to have you and John and, I mean, Christina. And, my God, now they're saying, I just watched today's episode on SoapNet, and it's like, and Scotty will be back on Tuesday. I'm like, it's awesome. And I have to tell you, when I found out you were coming back, I was beyond thrilled.
Oh,
I've always loved your character. You just cracked me up. I mean, even when you're being serious, it's like, it's just, you know, so funny. But I just wanted to ask you, how is it? Is it like just like a big reunion? I mean, being with all, you know, older characters, but.
No, and we are older, and that's what, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Finola and Jane Elliott and Christina and I, Nancy Garon, like all the girls, you know, 40 and up, we're all in the hall, in our dressing room hallway, and kind of just all standing around. We were talking about guys, you know, kids, and we looked around. I don't know who started it. Maybe it was Finola, and just said, can you believe how lucky we are to like each other and to know each other for all these years? And we've been through everybody's births and marriages and divorces and trauma and still really enjoy each other. It's truly like a bunch of friends that get to go and get paid to work. And, you know, I say how fortunate I am, but it's really, really true. We are so lucky at this time in our lives to get to tell stories and entertain people. I mean, come on, how many 50-year-old women get to run around staking vampires and then
That's right, die? That's right.
You know, it's such a blessing. It's almost like, you know, a reward for trying to entertain people and always being true in your heart to try to make people cry and laugh.
Right, and like you guys do such an amazing job. I have to tell you, I have four children, and that's my one thing. At night, it's like 9 o'clock, SoapNet. I'm like, close my door. Don't anybody talk to me. Don't anybody just... Get out. Even the dog, just get out.
Get out. I love that. It's so great that you guys like what we do because, you know, in 52 weeks of storytelling, some weeks are going to be better than others.
Exactly.
But you guys know that we try our hardest and it's entertaining. It's almost like we can feel you when we're in front of the cameras wishing us to do a good job for you.
And you know what? That's amazing because I have to say, daytime fans, I mean, in my eyes, are the most loyal fans out there.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. No doubt. No doubt. That couldn't be more true. You're right.
And I really, I just, again, I'll let you go, but I'm so glad I got to
oh,
speak with you, and I am
too.
So enjoying this storyline and you, and
okay.
It's amazing. And
well,
thank you so much for entertaining me all these years. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
oh, thank you for calling in. Come
thank
again.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you have time for a couple more calls?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Someone said in the cell room, they have a theory about what's going on, about the toxic lipstick, and, one of the other, Serena, well, I was going to tell them my theory how I think Tracy is feeding her duck, and that was making her crazy. So
I love that. See,
that is, you know,
writer.
If you let the fans take over and write the show, I think there's a lot of good theories out there. So
very good, very good. I love
yes.
that.
Yes. We have private number. You on the air?
Hi. This is Maureen from Brooklyn. How are you?
Hi, yeah, you're on the air. Go on, Dee.
How are you, Lynn?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I remember the days in Brooklyn growing up, going to all the sets.
I loved coming out there for As the World Turns. It was like I was in this special bubble of fun, and it was so interesting riding the subways and going to lunch out there. It was just the best.
Yeah, I miss Brooklyn. I live in Virginia now, but you know,
big difference.
Yeah, a big, way big difference in the whole situation. I love they brought back Paul Charles. I love the way you're back on, and it's like 10 years ago. I feel like I'm back 10 years ago. Actually, it's more than 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, I think you know, Paul Charles. I think we went off in 2003, so it's been 10 years, and it's crazy because when I look at all the people around me. You know, we all have a few changes, but it's just still the same life. You know, it's the same force and a sense of humor. It's all the same.
You all look a lot. You all look the same anyway. And I love, you know, what they're doing with Heather. Oh, my God, he picked her up. He threw her in the water. And hopefully she's not dead.
Right. No, she's not dead. Trust me.
No. Heather will never die. She's like Stefano.
No, I agree with you on that.
You know, but, you know, like, the whole situation is I remember how when the soaps were the soaps, you know, back, you know, in Brooklyn going back and forth and now, and California is so much, you know, the only ones who were in California then was your husband's soap.
That's right.
And he's the only Roman that I pick as Roman. I'm
Oh, thanks.
But
he still thinks of himself as
Roman. and then they brought the other guy back to say he was Roman. Then all of a sudden he's drawn black. He's not that either. You know.
No, we still get confused over dinner talking about that. We're not sure what happened.
Oh, I don't know, because one minute he's Roman, Stefano gave him a new face, and now he's not, and it's like all very crazy and stuff. But
I know.
The situation, you know, I'm really glad you're coming to Twitter.
Oh, I know. You don't know how nervous I am. It makes me laugh because, of course, my two boys think I'm completely insane, and they don't understand why I don't understand any of this. And then they had to help me because a really nice gal set up a Facebook page, a fans of Facebook page, and they had to explain to me, you know, how to tell her that I've watched what's on it. And it's just been a hoot. And you guys are amazing to me that you have done all this, but when you, like I said, you live so rurally, and you don't have access to it, it's like a whole new world. So I'm kind of excited.
Well, you know, when I live in Virginia, it's like totally the opposite of New York. You know, I'm lucky I got internet. Well, we finally got internet down here and stuff. But, you know, like the whole situation is I really miss New York. And I was out in California. I'm hoping, Nate, are you going to be around for hopefully for the fan club weekend?
Oh, yes, I just saw all the gals came. It was so nice. They were in our green room last week, Debbie, and a bunch of the gals were there. And she said it's, I think, July 27th.
Mm-hmm. 25th, I think. 25th, 27th.
Somewhere in that weekend, right, in July. And, yeah, I was just talking to Ken and Finola and all those guys, and everybody's planning on going.
I'm hoping to be able to come because I went in 2011. I went.
Oh,
to
I'm going.
All my children.
Good. Oh
yeah.
Yeah. I'm
It'll
hoping
be a
that I'll be able to go. Oh yeah, because I had a blast with everybody, and it was great talking to you. And,
oh, nice talking to you. I look forward to July then.
I wish that they keep they put you on permanently because they need Lucy. They need. We need the fun in General Hospital.
Oh,
we
thanks.
Need to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
From
you
got to
have a good balance of dark and light.
Yeah, I know. And I don't, you know, I hope they bring back Vanessa, too.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's my favorite. You know, I hope they bring her back. Because they're announcing everybody, but nobody's saying anything about her. So,
you know, that truthfully, I don't know much about that. Every week is something new, but I haven't heard. You're right, I haven't heard a lot. I don't know if maybe because she is doing some other projects that's just not on the canvas, but they may surprise.
Oh, are you kidding? There's so many people that want her back that I think everybody's writing letters and all this other
good.
Stuff. Everybody.
Good.
She, look, see, you don't go on Twitter. So if you go on Twitter, everybody every day is like 24, 30, bring Vanessa back. Bring Vanessa back.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You know,
well, I'll put in my
Austin coming back. I mean, you know, everybody's coming back, so
I love it. I know. I cannot wait till the 50th anniversary week. That's going to be such an awesome time for the show.
When is that? If that when is it?
April 1st, and that we're going to do...
Oh, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. We're going to do a whole week of Nurses Ball and tributes and all kinds of fun
stuff.
Oh, that's
awesome.
When the ugly duckling, that's when the girls become, and they're not going to be the ugly duckling anymore.
I hope so. I can't wait. I hope I get to slap some lipstick on her.
I hope so, too. Well, it was great talking to you.
You
thanks,
have
Paula.
Fun down in Virginia, and I look for you in California.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, Dee.
Bye.
Do you have time for one more call?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going fan club weekend my first time, and I cannot wait.
Oh, good. Well, you
and,
think it's good because it's the 50th anniversary. I think you'll get everything there.
So, before I got the call on, I had Sean Kanan on last week.
Oh, fantastic.
And,
he's a hoot. We have a lot of fun.
Oh, he's so sweet. You know, but he said this week, you guys were supposed to get your assignments for the who's doing one in the nuisance ball because I was, you know, I'm like, come on, have an easy thing. That would, I mean, for me, I've had so many lists in my head who could go out there and sing.
Oh,
Sunny
you're
and Luke.
They've just
Sunny,
started. You're right.
Sunny and Luke to do a duet, in my opinion.
Oh, that's
this,
great.
But you can't say any sneak peek about what, you know, was the
I'll just tell you, you have to keep it just between all of us. But Tracy has a hilarious number. You guys are going to die over Tracy Quartermain. You will die. It's so great. Be prepared to just fall off your couch. It's so good.
Wow.
So,
oh, and I love you and Tracy.
Oh, we
you know,
so
you and Zane Elliott cracked me up. You guys are making me laugh. I mean, you know, I you know, but there's one before I bring the call on, because I will forget to say this, and then when you hang up, I will be sad. But you, okay, on the show, do you know that Tony died? Oh, have they even addressed that, you know, because I don't think you came back for it. No, you didn't come back when Tony died.
They just started having us all back a little bit after that. You're right. You're
mm-hmm.
right.
So, but does Lucy know that? Because I don't remember it being addressed with you. About,
no, you're right. You're right.
Well,
I'm trying to think. We haven't. I was trying to think in the past. I don't think we've addressed any of that because there's been so much on the canvas already. You know, so many things going on.
Just because I think, again, you and Tony did love each other and you guys had this great kind of dynamic.
Right.
And when he passed away, I'm like, okay, where's Lucy? Lucy should be here. This is wrong.
Yeah.
And
oh, that was, and I remember reading about it too and thinking, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was wrong. But I would love someone to say something to you because I'm like, Lucy to know about it. Oh, Lucy to have said, oh, yeah, I sent flowers or something.
Right.
Because
right.
I was surprised not to see you at Edward's.
Oh, I know. And that was right, right when they had started asking, you know, about coming back, and it just timed out because I would have loved to have been. He was such a special character in person, so that would have been great to be there.
Well, you guys had chemistry, on great on-screen chemistry, you guys, too. So it was kind of weird. I mean, you were back for Lila, so
right,
for me,
right.
Not having you back for Edward was weird. I mean,
I know, I agree, because it but the good thing is I've got Tracy, and Jane is so much fun to work with, and I can't see much more stuff coming, so I hope it turns out, because we've really had a good time so far.
Okay, cool. I will bring on another call. 401, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say that I'm glad that you and all the vets are back, because I do think it's revitalized the show, and I'm excited to see what's coming.
Oh,
I'm
good.
One of those folks that don't like the vampire stuff, but you have me riveted to see what it's all about.
You know, and it does pass I wouldn't use a fun way, but it's an interesting. I think you'll find it very interesting. And then we get into all the 50th anniversary and the nurses' ball. So it's kind of all worth hanging in there because there's some good twists and turns. So I think you'll like it.
Oh, good. I'll be watching. And I'm glad that the nurses' ball is back, too, because that is something that I think is very important, you know, to have in people's awareness as well. So,
yes. And it's really neat because AMFAR is the big AIDS charity that's been around a long time, and we're partnering with them. And so it's kind of neat because, you know, you tend to forget that it was such a scourge and such a hard thing to deal with all that time ago. And now just to reeducate young people about it, it's so much fun to be able to laugh and do dance numbers and then get some information out there. So it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have a good night. I will keep you and keep up the good work, and I can't wait to
thank
see you.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you checking in because it just makes you feel good when you can sit in your home and know that your work is paying off.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll have a 55th anniversary in a few years.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Night, Kara. I'm going to put you on hold, Kara. So there's a lot of people in the chat room are saying they are asking, you know, about, again, how do you like working with Robin Masson?
I'd never worked with her. You know, Heather and Lucy Heather was way before Lucy. And I'd always tease with Ken. I said, wait a minute, you fooled around with, you know, Scotty and Heather kind of had some action. And I had met her many years at different functions and just lots of fun stuff, but never worked together. And she is just a treat. She is so good as Heather. And we had a blast in our prison uniforms with Todd and the crew. We had the crew laughing. We had more fun that week. It was really, really special. She's a neat lady.
Yeah, because laugh... 5474. I missed the greedy Lucy. And love seeing Lucy ahead of me as they both have schemed with Scotty. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is awesome to see you with her. I mean, it's funny. I mean,
I know, I can't wait. She's gonna come in and out, I think, a lot, because she does do some pretty dastardly things. So I can't wait till, you know, we get some more scenes together, because we really did enjoy it.
And I hope they are keeping Lucy, Serena Safer goes, I hope they are keeping Lucy and Kevin Lucy together. They are seriously my all-time favorite couple, and I watched those for about 25 years pretty much.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, no, Scotty comes into the picture, but Scotty's got his own trouble. It makes a nice quadrangle, shall we say.
my question, I mean, I know you have to go pretty soon, but you and Jeannie, you know, I mean, you guys work together, but how is your relationship with Laura and Lucy? I mean, because if you think about it, you know, you guys have to have the same man. You know, you'll be a fast with Luke.
We come from such different worlds, you know, and when Jeannie was on for a little bit when I was there, we didn't have a lot of scenes, and I just remember Laura was always rolling her eyes and thinking, oh, no, here comes Lucy, because of my relationship with Luke, there was always that kind of funny chemistry. So
mm-hmm.
this will be fun. I know the first day we're back, the 25th, I work with Jeannie that whole week, and Tony and Ken. So I can't wait to see how Laura and Lucy interact. I think it's going to be really, really fun.
Well, I think it will, because it's, you know, oh, Lab 5474, I'm a Lucy and Scotty guy, but I think he's married to, people are also thinking he's married to Laura by now. That's what people are thinking in this album. Oh, and what happened to Sigmund the duck? Because I wanted to get a duck when you had Sigmund, and my mom, my mom's like, no. I'm like, but Lucy has a duck. And yeah, and I wasn't allowed to get a duck, but yeah, we want to know where the duck is. We love.
Well, at my house here, I have three Sigmunds, all three white Sigmunds, because I love them so much, and so I have three of them, and I always have ducks because they make me laugh every day. If you're ever depressed, go, you know, watch a white duck waddle by. They're very funny. But I don't, when we started doing Port Charles more of the supernatural, that was kind of a joke behind the scenes of what are we going to have fangs on a duck. You know, he was kind of sent to a farm because they didn't want to deal with the fact that that comic relief of the duck was not going to really work with the vampires and werewolves. So I'm not sure. I'm hoping, because we talk about him enough, I hope somehow by this time it would probably be Sigmund's son or daughter because I'm not sure Sigmund would still be around, but hopefully we bring Sigmund's offspring in, because I just think, you know, that working with a duck, it's so unpredictable, and
yeah,
it's so much fun to work off of the duck and see what the duck would do.
Because, you know, Sigmund, you know, we would love to see him back. We would love to see Foster the dog back.
Oh, yes, yes, I love that.
But, see, we don't know what happened to Foster or Annabelle, the Quartermain dog, you know.
Oh, we've got to start a campaign. If for the 50th anniversary, we've got to have all the animals back, too.
You know, I mean, because, you know, you bring the animals on the show, and they have a life of their own.
Oh, definitely.
And, the you know, the people fall in love with the animals as well.
Yep, yep.
Which
and
is
they are
really
so charming, because they always bring in, obviously, animals that are so sweet. And I got so attached to those ducks, so I can't imagine not at least the dogs bringing some reference back. That's a good idea. That's really neat.
Well, yeah. I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, would love that, because I just think, you know, the animals back then made this so good. I mean,
You
have Foster and Annabelle, and that was...
Oh, I loved them. I know. That's a good idea. We're going to have to figure out some way to do that for the 50th, too, because we're bringing back everybody else. We might as well have every creature, too. I think it's smart.
Thank you. So I know you probably have to go, so if it were up to me, I would talk to you all night. Believe me.
You don't know. I love what you do, because it's so important to get that feedback and know what you guys like and don't like, and just it's so enjoyable for us. I'm sure people that we've had on say that. It makes us feel so good. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to run to work and do a better job every time. So I really appreciate your time.
And I hope you can come back. I mean, maybe you can come back after, I don't know, the Nurses Ball.
Oh, that'd be fun. That's a great idea. And we can talk about what went on, and I hope you like
yeah,
all the
I mean, and, I mean, if you would tell your manager, Cynthia, who's your manager or your personal assistant is so lovely. I just wanted to tell you that. I mean,
oh, she's awesome. She's
I emailed her, and I'm like, okay, please, God, make her and say yes, please. My dream, like, for, you know,
that's
18
so nice.
Years, come on, God, please. And she goes, yeah, and then say yes. I'm like, okay, am I hallucinating? Am I having a Lucy moment? But no, I would love you to come back, because I mean, I want to hear all behind the scenes. I mean, what you can tell us about the Nurses Ball, because what I think Lucy had done for AIDS, you know, her character with the Nurses Ball has been so amazing. You know, I mean, it came out, you know, other when Magic Johnson had it, but I think General Hospital was the fun
episodes
and prime time to really bring the AIDS topic around, because, I mean, when you have Stone Death and
Nurses
ball and how you had every character interacting, and, you know, it was almost a bad stereotype. And I think, I believe to this day that the Nurses Ball, General Hospital, Stone storyline, what you've done, you know, kind of not made it so such a bad thing and made
I
a realness.
So. I really appreciate that because it meant a lot to us, and that's what I think. The powers that be now from Frank and Ron and the heads of ABC really want to have that flavor again. So I can't wait. Like I said, we're just getting the scripts out now. I talked to Sean, is our amazing costumer now, and he said that I think I have 12 changes. It won't be all gowns, but the robe, you know, or maybe losing my clothes. So
oh, I was going to ask you that. Yeah, yeah. Every year that happened to you, I feel sorry for you. But
I know,
then
it's so embarrassing.
I mean, that's what I wanted to ask you. Was it real? I mean, is it real, like, are you that exposed? Or?
I know it is, but it's always such a funny way that they do it, and so you just have to laugh because you know, and I can't wait to see what Ron came up with this time. It's a little scary because he's so creative. Who knows? Maybe it'll be Sigmund pulling on some string and my clothes fall off. I don't know.
Yeah, Lucy has ended up in her unreal. But who has the one to call it? The first time, it was hilarious. Yeah, and by the way, I know you have to go, but when you and Catherine Bell did the Nurses Ball, you and Mary Beth were amazing. You guys had this love-hate relationship.
Oh, yeah, big time. We still laugh about that today. That was so fun to be rivals like that. That was awesome.
I mean, you guys have this... You know, I had to get along with Max Doherty and Catherine. It was kind of, you know, iffy there for a minute, but I'm saying, you know, I'm so excited for the Nurses Ball. I'm so excited for you because
thanks. Well, we'll have to get back in touch after and see what you guys think. That would be fun.
Oh, yes, yes, please. I would really love it. And thank you for taking your time out.
Oh,
and having...
I so appreciate what you do. I've really enjoyed it, and I look forward to doing it again. Thank you. I really
And you're welcome. Have a great President's Weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 401. Block number 703, still here. I'm bringing everyone on.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Were you hoping to talk to Lynn?
Yeah, I was. I had a question Yeah, that's okay. I know you had a lot of other callers, but I was going to ask her a question about memorizing scripts. How does she memorize all that script? Because there's a lot to cover. I don't know if you can answer that or not. But
well, Jamie, how about this? I will write down your area code, and when Lynn says he's coming back, he's coming back. Sorry,
yeah,
I'm just in my own little mood right now. I promise to bring you on. Are you on Twitter or Facebook or anything?
I'm not, but...
Yeah, okay, I will let you know when to come back on, and I will take your call, I promise.
Okay. Well, I'll try and remember. I also listen to your show on Blog Talk Radio, so I can look it up on there, I guess.
Oh, you listen to my show, so, you know, you can be part of the conversation. I mean, you will probably be the only guy tonight, but I think you can hold your own, and we are fun, and we don't bite.
Okay. Well,
so
also,
did you...
Also, I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
So? Yeah.
What's your favorite Lucy scene ever?
Wow, my favorite listening scene. Probably when she gave birth to Serena.
Okay, why is that your favorite?
Just because how intense it was and how good, and it was really good with her and Scotty.
Yeah, I agree. Also, trying to think if I have any other questions. Do you want Catherine Bell to come back?
You know, I would love Catherine Bell to come back, but let's remember, people, Catherine died.
Oh, she did. I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, people died.
No, it's okay. They mean it's okay. But Catherine
Bell. But
people
come back from the dead on this show, like AJ, so you never know if she's coming
back.
Oh,
you never know, but she's on Days of Our Life right now. So that would be kind of hard.
Who's the actress? Because I also watch Days of Our Lives. Who's the actress?
Mary Beth Evans.
Oh,
she plays
Kayla.
She plays Kayla, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Wally Kurtz, he came back, and he was on Days of Our Lives as well. So.
Yeah, but I don't think Wally is contract, and I think Mary Beth is.
Oh, if you're on contract, you can't do other shows, but if you're not, you can do any show.
Don't call me, but that's what I think.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
So do you want to stay and talk?
What do you have any questions for me?
Really quick, who's your favorite soap couple of all time?
My favorite sub couple?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I have a lot of favorite ones. Like, I like Luke and Laura, of course. I like Sunny and Brenda. I mean, I also like Sunny and Connie, but I think Sunny and Brenda are best. Oh, and I also want Lois to come back.
Well, my favorite couple of all time was everyone on the phone. No, it's Jason and Liz of all time, and we all go down as Jason and Liz. So,
Well, I also want Lois to come back. I don't know if she's coming back.
Well, I hope, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
so.
I really like her as well, but since Wally Kurth is also on Days of Our Lives, but since you said he might come back since he's not on contract, you never know, they could have Ned and Lois together again.
True. I just want to say, everyone else, you're on AO, so, yeah.
What?
Oh, I was telling everyone that they are on AO, too. I brought everyone on, so.
Oh, everybody's listening to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like Ned and Lois, and I also like, you know, Ned talking to AJ. Their scenes are so funny.
Cool. Well,
I also want Alan and Emily to come back from the dead as well, because we need more Quartermains.
Well, we need Jake to come back, too, so.
Jake?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Jake should have never died, but you don't want to hear me go on a 20-minute rant about that. Trust me, Jamie, you don't want to hear my rant, because it will be ongoing and people will pay.
Save
it
for the 2-year anniversary next month.
Okay. So, Jamie, you can stick around and hear all of us talk if you want.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
And can I,
everyone?
If anyone else has questions for me, I guess.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I'm in shock.
Okay.
Good job, Kylie.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Candace.
Hey, what
Okay. Am I hallucinating? Or did she say she wants to come back? Or am I hallucinating this whole thing?
Oh, that's what she said.
She said it.
Hey, oh, my God.
Kylie, check Twitter. Kylie, check Twitter when you get a chance.
Okay, I will.
The campaign. Thank you.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy, I would have brought you on, but you didn't press 1, so I didn't know if you wanted to ask or anything. Now I'm going to feel bad.
Kathy, oh, if I wanted to ask her something, I would have pressed 1.
Okay, well, yeah. Oh, my gosh, Candace, you are great.
Okay.
Candace,
hey, I was on the point with that one.
Yes, you do.
And it's getting retweeted. Yeah.
Call it.
Three people retweeted it.
Wait. You know what? That was the greatest, one of the greatest interviews I think I've had, I will say, and yeah, I'm just so glad. I want to go up to General Hospital for a moment because I want to say something I've been, okay, you guys know all where I stand with, me liking Book, but, Book is on my shit list tonight, so.
Oh, who is this person?
And she should be.
Who is this person? Who is this Brooke person?
Logan the Beautiful.
Oh, good grief. Can we not talk about Logan before?
Why?
This is Jamie again. Hello.
Oh, I know, Jamie. You're on. Everyone can hear you, buddy.
Yeah. Who is this Brooke person?
Oh, I'm Logan the Beautiful. It's the other soap opera on CBS.
She's bad,
bad. I don't watch that one. I only watch Days of Our Lives and General Hospital, so.
Oh, well, Days of Our Lives. Nick is bad. Nick needs to go away and never come back. Thank you.
On Days of Our Lives, I hate Nick, Chloe, and Kristen.
Yeah, me too.
I love two
well,
of those characters.
I hate
characters.
Gabby as well.
Yeah, she's another one.
But on Bold and Beautiful, Brooke, bad.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, and by the way, okay, by the way, Jamie, just so you know, we use bad a lot around here, so get used to it.
Okay, why Brooke bad?
How many hours you have, piece of slut?
Yeah.
Really gonna go
oh, okay.
In. Yes, no.
Long story.
She's out of control.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, today's Mike Weiss's birthday. Oh, shit.
What?
It's Mike Weiss's birthday today. I forgot.
Well, wait, who's birthday?
Oh, my
God. Michael Easton.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Lynn knew that or not.
Cool. Oh. I didn't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 46. Whew.
Okay, so, you know, yeah, wait, Candace, why can we talk about what Book did with bad?
Okay, I haven't watched Bold and the Beautiful all this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm very proud of myself, but, you know, I'm catching up this weekend. Go ahead, y'all can say it. Go ahead. What she did?
Hello. Oh, Silo, you're on the air.
Thanks. I'm just listening in. Press on, Alicia.
Hi, Shiloh.
Hi,
Dawn.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I am bringing Brooke's opinion of proverbial ass. He needs to go find something to do, like play on the freeway or something.
who needs to play on the freeway?
Brooke.
Oh, God, yeah. And right behind her can be Liam, because after next week, I'm going to be on a rant about him next Friday.
Me too.
I will be too.
Why is Liam bad?
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, Liam is. Yeah.
But I think we're going to find Brooke bad for a while now. I think
what about Liam?
I think the next saga is going to be Brooke and
Bill.
Wait, why is Liam bad, though?
Because he can't make a decision to save his life, and he's bringing two broads along. And
he's a wimp.
I see. Okay.
Oh, but did you say he was... Did you hear what he said today? I was about ready to throw my foot through the TV. He goes, I'm going to make a decision tomorrow, Steffi.
Tomorrow.
I'm like, someone for taking this time. Man.
Liam. He can't make it today. He's going to wait till tomorrow.
He's temporarily
How long has he been waiting?
How long has we been waiting for a decision?
Well, I mean, this guy could have made this decision months, years ago. If he would have made up his mind.
Wait, years
then.
Ago?
Yeah.
He made
Wait,
up
oh,
his
yeah.
mind. He made a,
what
he
happened?
Made a decision. He made a decision.
And then he changed, and then he made a decision.
Wait, you said years ago, though.
Yeah.
The storyline's been going on for years?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No wonder I don't watch Boredom Beautiful.
Does somebody want to hear a spoiler I heard? Now, I don't know if this is truthful or not.
Well, I want to hear it.
Oliver's coming back.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too, because he's going to support Hope, and he's going to support Hope when this all comes down.
Yeah, Carrie read that to me. Oliver supports Hope.
Oliver supports Hope. Well, maybe that's...
How much you want to make a bet if Liam picks Hope, she's going to go after Oliver. Watch.
I think...
Wait a minute, who's gonna, if Liam picks Hope, who's going to go after Oliver?
No, you mean if Liam picks Steffi?
No, I think if Liam picks Hope, she's going to end up loving the idea that she got Liam until Oliver shows up, and then she's going to realize that, whoops.
Maybe hey, Carrie, are you in this album?
I think so. No, I think I think she really does want Liam. She'll go back to Oliver if he would have picked Steffi. I think that's when she'd go back to Oliver because Logan can never be without a man.
I liked her with Oliver before.
I did
when I watched the first time around.
I did too.
I didn't see her with Oliver, so I just want her with Oliver to keep her out of Liam's hair.
But now I hate Hope, so I don't want her with anyone. I want her on the show.
Dee, do you want to say something?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, see, I'm just sitting here, like, doing nothing. Liam, forget about it. What I don't like about Bold and the Beautiful, they're bringing back Taylor and Brooks going after Rich. They're doing now them going after Liam.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to come back to go to General Hospital.
Wait, who from the Bottom Deer Pool was on General Hospital?
The one who played Liam played Trayvon's son.
Who?
Played Tracy Quartermain's son.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah.
He needs to leave that soap and come back. To General Hospital.
No, why did Dylan leave?
I never understood that.
Just Scott Colton can stay on to B&B. They just need to stop this madness of this triangle that never ends.
Right.
I like Dylan, so he should never left General Hospital.
Well,
yeah,
He left because his wife died, and he,
the
whole Georgie storyline.
Georgie
died, he left. That's
another
thing.
He
they would have wrote for him. I honestly think they wanted to kill all those characters off so they could go to a different format.
But they brought AJ back, so they should have brought him back as well.
Yeah, but that's new.
Especially for Edward's funeral, I would have thought he might have came back just for that, even.
Well, think about that. If they brought, what's his name back? He's playing on two different soap, Wally Kurtz. Why couldn't they bring Dylan back?
Because
CBS wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
a
conflict. It's amazing.
I thought maybe at Edward's funeral he might have came back.
And the fact of Scott Colton being on B&B isn't the problem. It's the writing.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
The Scott Clifton being on D&D isn't the problem. It's the writing. He has a good part to play. They just need to end this madness of this triangle. Because he's a great chemistry with Don DeMont.
Because they don't have Brooke and Taylor and Ridge because Ridge left. So now they want to bring the little kids now. Now Brooke is going to wind up with her brother-in-law because the two of them are like fantasizing about each other. She's going to wind up sleeping with the stallion. She's reading the book, The Stallion.
Yep.
That was sickening.
Well, I thought, oh, my God, you know, and she's like having a fantasy while he's laying in bed with his wife, having a fantasy about her sister, which is like, oh, my God. And then the other one, I hope they don't put Taylor with Eric.
Eric, we are thinking about sick.
They're already together.
Okay, we're that sick.
That is sick.
He
was married to Brooke, you know.
So what? That is sick. No man should be with Taylor.
Carly, let them talk. Let them get their opinion out before the rant.
Wait a minute. I think it's sick that he, first of all, I do not like Taylor. I never did like Taylor. She was a stuck-up bitch. And her daughter, they don't like her, too. You know who I want Steffi to be with?
Who?
Eric.
Steffi is the best thing on that show right now because she's the strongest woman on that show.
Yeah.
Steffi
with
Eric. Old man Eric?
That's her grandfather.
No. I want Steffi with Jacob Young's character.
I don't like the girl
he's going with. She's like, forget about it. You know, like she should.
No, I agree with
but
you.
But she fell off the balcony. She should have went. Shh. That was the end of it.
Yeah, I can't stand her. She's all teeth. And she sucks as an actress.
Yeah, no, I don't, you know, like, now I think, what do you call it, this week, I think Cece is going to be on, you know, to put, I don't know what it is. They're bringing her on all these shows and making her play gay on all these shows.
She likes it.
Yeah, I think she does. I really do think she swings both ways, but that's besides the point. You know, like, she's going to be on this other talk radio show talking about it. And
who is?
Chappelle.
Crystal.
Oh, she was on Dave.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
She's going to be on All Heart Radio, I think, this week. And, like, the whole situation is she's making a lot of money off of having that one gay, starting the gay character on it as the world turns. So now she's got the Grove, but she had the
Guiding
other one.
Guiding
Light. But like the whole situation is people are paying so much money to watch her, the Grove, and the one before to watch a soap opera that lasts 6 minutes.
But you know what? I don't have a problem with that because she put up the investment and she put her, you know, her own herself on the line. And if people want to watch it, that I don't know. She's very talented, and if that's the avenue that she has, more power to her.
No, she's really good. She's really good. You know, I met her the one who played her love interest in Guiding Light when I went to New York. I went to Mingo. She was on One Life to Live. She played the Ford's mother. She was really nice. She was really sweet. She said she couldn't believe it how it took off the lesbian thing on Guiding Light.
About the one that played. Oh, sorry. Are you talking about the one that played Inez Salinger?
Yeah,
on
Inez. Jessica. She was. She was the Ford brothers' mother. So she was at Mingo.
Yeah, that was Inez.
She's talking about talking the one who played Crystal Chappelle's lover on
yes.
that show.
Jessica Lisa.
She said she loves playing that because of doing, you know, but she lives in New York, so she flies back and forth. So Hillary B. Smith is on it. All the soap stars are on that show, The Grove. Everybody's on it.
Did you ever see Venice?
Who?
Venice. The first one.
Venice is a great one. You should watch it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
That's a great web series.
Venice the series.
Oh, Venice. I saw all of Venice, yes. I saw all of Venice. In fact, she filmed it in Venice Beach in California and stuff. But this new one, The Grove, they're all on it. Peter Ruckel from Days of Our Lives plays her ex-husband.
Yeah, he needs to go back to Days of Our Lives.
I saw The Grove.
He don't want to go back. Something happened that he don't want to go back.
He said in the latest soap opera 3 weeks ago that he might come back He's not close to...
boring without Bo.
He might come back, what? I'm sorry, Cole.
He might come back. He might come back. He's not really not coming back. Which I think that would be nice, because this is Bo said how they are saying, you know, how long will it be that Bo takes a drink, or Bo, you know, is getting water, or Bo's going to the bathroom for 24 hours. Really?
Yeah, Hope is boring without Bo.
I don't think Hope's boring. I would never say that. I love Hope.
No, but she's not.
No. Hope
too, but she's not doing anything on the show without Bo.
Well,
she doesn't have a storyline without
Bo. I actually agree with him, and I'm not too crazy. It's two people on that show that I wish they would send to another island. So she has the baby, give the baby to Will, and send her and her boyfriend be vanished to another planet. Because Nick,
yeah, Will and Sonny can raise the baby, and then Nick and Gabby can leave or go back to jail because they're both criminals.
Well, he's trying. You know, he's trying to blackmail Will with that paper cord.
Yeah,
he's,
I know.
But
it's not going to work because he has all the Demiras. Will has all the Demiras behind him, and also.
Yeah,
we
are.
I hope they
kill
him. It happened when he was a minor.
I
hope they
the
kill
thing
him.
Is, the thing is,
well,
Will has the Demiras, Brady, and probably Houghton behind him, and probably Big
Two. Yeah, exactly.
So
He was scared
compared
today.
To Nick's crime.
But Kate and her brother confronted him, so she's like a little scared. He says, "Oh my God, she's coming after me." I don't like the idea about Kate and Rafe either. No, I don't think
compared,
so.
But the thing about Nick and Will is that Nick's crimes were so much worse because he actually did kill someone when Will just like they're
but
not going to give
the
baby to someone
I can't
who went to jail for 4 years. It doesn't make any sense why they would give him the baby to someone who went to jail for 4 years.
They are not going to give Nick the baby. That will not happen.
And
you
he keeps calling it our baby.
It's not his baby.
I hate when he says the other gay boy, the gay boy. That
insane. He's making me want to throw him.
He's so homophobic.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
And I hate the way Gabby was talking to Sonny last week.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Sonny needs to tell people what Gabby did. Sorry, it needs to come out.
Yeah, but the thing
he can't. Chad will go to jail.
Chad will go to jail.
Chad won't go to jail about what Gabby did.
What she did to Melody?
Yes, Chad won't go to jail at all for that.
That's why Chad can't stand her, and that's why Chad didn't want it. That's why Chad broke up the wedding, in the middle of it, and broke up the wedding.
But they signed an agreement about the two things they did to each other, that Chad beat up that asshole.
Oh, well, you know what? Someone besides Sonny needs to out it.
But he's a mirror. He could get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But also the thing about Gabby is not only did she do the thing to Melanie, but the stalker, kidnapper, Andrew, he also caused the explosion that killed Jack and Madison.
Yes.
Right?
So technically,
Jack died in the elevator thing.
No,
caused by the explosion with Andrew, and Andrew was the guy she paid off to pretend to be her stalker.
So Gabby should be in jail for that alone.
Exactly. I don't understand how Gabby and Nick should get the kid when they've done worse crimes than Will.
The kid generally goes to the mother. And actually, if you looked at her today, she's starting to realize how bad Nick is. She keeps on saying things to him, realizing how bad he is.
Why doesn't she leave him now?
Because
like,
I think she's scared. I think she's scared. I think she's scared. I think the kid needs love. She's actually looking for love, and she's looking in all the wrong places for love. She's looking for love, and she's trying.
Well, why does she want love? Why can't she just be single and raise the, and focus on
well,
the kid?
Well, because I guess she didn't. I have no idea. They really never brought up the storyline with her parents. I thought she was very close to her mother, and who I don't like. I don't like Jennifer.
What?
I love Jennifer.
Wait, what?
I don't like Jennifer. I don't like what she...
I don't... Kathy, calm me down.
Well,
I love Jennifer.
You like Jennifer?
Oh,
like Jennifer.
By the way, the actress that plays Jennifer, I don't know if you know this, but her husband
She's
is on General old. Hospital.
So we all know that.
No, he will not be too much long, Scott Reeves. No, excuse me, but she was the one who started the thing about with the Chick-fil-A stuff. So
what?
I know.
So what?
But I like
I don't
the character,
care about that
Jennifer.
Either, but I don't like what she said.
That was her opinion.
No,
that was her opinion.
My opinion. I don't like her character. She used to be sweet and what it
was.
Whoa.
Okay, is somebody getting mad about this?
I don't like Rave either.
Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Know if you guys like
Rafe. You know what?
Like
Jennifer Horton is one of the sweetest people on there. She's lovely. She's great. She's sweet.
Who, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Jennifer, but
yes.
What about Rafe? Do you guys
Are
like
we looking
Rafe?
At the same Jennifer? When she lied to Chloe and told Chloe that she was in, what it could be when she was in Chicago?
I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
Why?
Wait, but can we get on to Rafe? Because I don't like him.
No, Jamie, we are on still on Jennifer. So, Jamie, you
mother.
Have to understand.
Chloe is
a
bitch. Chloe is a bitch, wanting her ex-husband back who doesn't want her.
Exactly.
I didn't say Chloe was
I
right.
I don't like Daniel with anybody, actually.
I don't like Daniel, but that's besides the point. The situation.
Oh, my God.
What, do you like Daniel?
Oh, my God, if I could sleep with Daniel every night of the week, I would. Yes,
I
would Daniel.
He only
gave
his patients, though.
Oh, gosh, damn it.
Daniel only dates his patients, though.
Actually, I like Daniel with what's it called again? Andreas, I forgot what part she plays. That she's going to wind up with the priest. They're going to wind up doing the Thornburg.
Oh, Nicole. Oh, okay. If you're having any trouble with Nicole. Okay, I think Nicole's great.
I love Nicole.
No, I have no problem with Nicole. I like him with Nicole. I like him with Nicole. Of all the women he went with, I like him with Nicole. I like Nicole. I don't like Chloe because... Let's see, this one was the father, that one, it was like four different people where the father was like being on one of those soap opera, one of those talk show baby's daddy. Okay, I don't like Chloe.
The thing about Chloe is that I only like her when she's with Nicole.
But they're on the apps for some apparent reason because she told
Because of the whole Daniel thing.
Because of the Daniel thing, right? Yeah, the Daniel thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and Parker still looks like, what's his name, Philip.
Well, I can't get a kid who looks like whoever, you know, but, you know, like I thought Chloe a little sneaky or whatever. I don't know. Now they're trying to match up Jennifer's daughter, Abby, right, with
Kim.
The black doctor. With the black
I
doctor.
Like that.
Yeah, I like
well, what
that.
Happened to the old Cameron, though, the old actor that played him? What happened to him?
I
guess
no
he
idea.
Wasn't right.
Remember they recast?
They thought.
Why'd they do that? Why'd they recast that part?
I don't know why they did. But this
like
one's all right. He's
better.
Got a nice personality.
Yeah, but I like the old one better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about everybody like about EJ and Sammy?
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, I love them.
Better than Rafe. Ollie? Can we talk about Rafe?
I like Rafe and Sammy.
You
no,
like
I
Rafe?
Don't.
I like Rafe and Sammy. Yeah,
he
I'm a Rafe and Sammy
too
fan.
Much. No, Rafe insults Sammy too much.
He was good to her and the kids.
At first, but not anymore.
No, he was good to her, then he became controlling, and I think Sammy doesn't like to be controlled. Sammy wants to be independent and everything.
I think it's I think it's impossible for Sammy and Rafe to be together now because of this. Because of this.
Yeah, I agree.
Gabby and Nick, because he doesn't know what Nick's up to. And Gabby goes along with everything Nick says.
And
so
I think I like Rafe with Nicole as well.
Yeah, me too.
Don't you like him with Kate?
Yeah, I like him with Kate, but I also like him with Nicole.
I don't like him with Kate.
Well,
no,
him and Kate are okay. When they're drunk together, I like them. Like, that's one of the few parts I like about Rafe is when he's drunk, because that was hilarious the other day.
I have to say Rafe and Kate have chemistry, but I it's kind of ooh.
I mean, Kate and Stefano are better.
I don't know.
Stefano needs to go back to town soon. He needs to go back to Salem.
We got to talk about General Hospital because most of the people on here are General Hospital fans.
Yeah, we need to talk about GH.
Yeah, right. You want to talk about GH? Okay. I like that they have the old timers back, but they need to have the old timers back and give them storylines instead of having somebody. I hate Britt. Oh my God.
You hate?
I don't like Britt.
Most of the people do. Yeah, I think Felix is going to take her down.
Felix is going to figure out what she's doing. I don't like Felix, and
I think he's going to take her down. He's going to figure out what she's up to.
I hope they put him on contract, but I don't like the thing that they got rid of Scott Reeves, and now there's rumors that they're getting rid of the one that plays Johnny Sicara, and now there's a rumor.
Yeah, they're not getting rid of Johnny Sicara.
Sometime.
No,
there's a rumor that Brandon, Julie Marie Berman is leaving, and that's re-signing her contract.
Who?
Julie Marie Berman, Lulu.
Can I just say that is not true, actually.
That is an actual rumor.
I don't think that will actually happen.
Wait, can I say something about Johnny?
Go ahead.
I heard that the actor said he's not leaving. That was just a rumor. He said that he's not leaving. I read that somewhere. That he's not leaving.
Well, of course not. He's going with Chris Herman, Kirsten Storm, or a pair. They're going together in real life. But, like, the whole situation is half of Fort Chuck is gone, you know. And I know everybody's upset with Steve Burton. Steve Burton, I think he left because he didn't like the way the soap was working. And I think that's
such a cop-out.
No, he said that he wanted to move out to Tennessee with his family.
Okay, he moved out to Tennessee. That was a smoke screen.
Because a month later he's on. After he's gone, a month later he announced. 3 months.
He said he was taking 3 months off. He took 3 months off.
Well, I like him on Y&R.
I do too.
I like him wearing shirts and being like not being like stone cold and stuff like that. I think Rebecca Hurst should go to Y&R.
Why?
No, apparently
why should she go there and lose her job and a few months later? Why should she go there and she has a family?
Think about that. We fought for her job. They still
have a storyline coming up, though.
She's going to have a love interest coming up.
And who's going to be her love interest? Hopefully not AJ.
No.
I heard that Ron said a new character. I heard Frank and Ron said it's not going to be AJ.
Right.
So it's going to be someone else. I'm not sure who, but
a new character
it's gonna be someone
is being
else.
Brought on for her is what I heard.
Yeah.
Well, we hope they bring her. I hope he's not blowing air in the air because she hasn't had a storyline since we brought her back.
We all know that. Yeah.
Well, I like her friendship with Rita, though.
I liked her with Patrick. Actually, I liked her with Patrick.
No.
But we know that they want.
No, they're too good friends.
Yeah. No.
Turn into things.
I like her friendship with Sabrina, though.
Yeah, me too.
I love that.
I just like to have a friend, for God's sakes.
Kathy, have you looked at Facebook in a while?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay. Just look up. So, well, I mean, I love the Liz and Sabrina interaction. I mean, I think it's so great, and Liz finally has a really good friend. I think it's about time.
Yeah, because she hasn't had many friends, so I think that's good.
So, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they killed off all of her friends.
I like Audrey. Her grandmother is coming. Audrey's coming back.
Yeah.
Up there to twine with her.
Probably not for, you know, big scenes or anything, but I think she'll come back.
Who's coming back?
Yes.
Rachel Ames.
Who's coming back?
Rachel Ames is coming back. It was confirmed.
Yeah, Rachel's coming back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because Ron said
they're bringing them all back.
You heard Lynn. None of them are on contract. They're bringing them all back for the 50th
anniversary. Right. It's all temporary, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think, no, you know, let me tell you
this. For Jeannie. I think Jeannie was going to be a contract.
Yeah, but I will fight for Lynn. I will fight for Lynn to stay. I want Lynn to stay.
I want Lynn and Jeannie on contract.
Like I said.
And I want to give phenomenal views of figure out which
contract
she wants. She's on contract, but I want her to figure out which one she wants, Duke or Luke, because I think Anthony Gary is
leaving.
Well,
Luke's going to go back to Laura once he sees her.
Well, you know what? I will go for Luke and Anna. You know, we've seen Luke and Laura so many times. I think it would be fun next time with Luke and Anna.
No.
You know,
wrong
answer. You know who Woody Cooke was on the phone with? She was on the phone with Scotty, Laura.
Yeah.
She was on the phone with Scotty. So it's going to be... It's going to be Laura and Scotty and Luke and Anna and poor Duke. Where is he going?
I think once Luke sees Laura, and Laura sees Luke, like Scotty and Laura are going to forget their plans to get married, and she'll go back to Luke.
I hope. You know, I don't hope that because. You know, I kind of like, you know, that this could be like a whole thing. I mean, I don't want to look and load this in a tied up in a, you know, so happy. No, I think it's going to get interesting between Luke Scotty and Laura and Anna. I really do.
Yeah, I just don't want Anna and Luke together.
Well, I would love it. I want that so bad. Why? I think it would be good.
No, because Luke's falling in love with Anna too fast.
Oh my God! You know what? No, he's not.
No, because
no,
he's
not.
No, can I explain? Because he's in that Turkish prison for a while, so he didn't spend much time with Anna if he's in the Turkish prison, so.
But Lara's back.
Polly.
Lara's back.
Polly.
Do you think they're going to ignore, this is the 50th anniversary, do you think they're not going to give us some Luke and Laura?
No, I'm not saying they are not giving us Luke and Laura, but I sort of want, them to explore a little too of, Anna and Luke, I think
they already explored it.
Anna doesn't want Luke, though.
No, you know what? I don't think they exploded enough.
But
so
they say goodbye to each other. I think it's over.
I don't think it's over. I don't. I'm going to start my own campaign then.
You go ahead.
But what's over?
I will.
Anna
it's
and Luke?
Anna doesn't like Luke, so.
Well, you know what? Maybe it won't be dead. You know, I'm starting a campaign. Because I like Luke and Anna. You know,
be one of the only ones who does from all the reactions I got to her jumping his bones was, Yeah.
Well,
I didn't hate it, but I'd rather see Luke with Laura. I mean,
I think Luke and Laura has been done. done and done. I mean, unless,
I like
you know.
Tracy.
Yeah, that was good too. But then I think that they're going to give us some Luke and Laura because that's what people are going to be tuning in for.
I love Luke and Tracy.
Yeah, but you know, Polly, you know,
but
Amy,
I don't
right?
think they'll be together.
I don't think they're going to be together very long. I'm just saying for the 50th anniversary.
No,
Jeannie Francis was on Katie. Did anyone see it the other day?
Yeah,
I saw it.
I missed it.
And she did say they'd be together, maybe not romantically, but they would. How'd you put it? She said, I forget how she put it, but they would be somewhere together.
Because they have two kids together. So they're always going to be linked together and stuff. She looked pretty. A lot of people on Twitter don't like her with the dark hair. I happen to think she looks good with the dark
hair. I thought she looked fabulous.
She
looks
beautiful.
Fabulous.
Oh, well,
I think she looks awesome.
Anyone who says she looks bad is wrong.
I thought Katie Couric did a good interview with her. I thought Katie was great with her. I thought the two of them were very good.
Do you want Lucky to come back, though?
No.
No. It depends.
Well,
on what he's coming back for.
Yeah, I was going to say this. I would love for Tyler, Jonathan, and Nathan to come back for just the 50th anniversary to represent the family. Because
me too.
You got Jackie Seaman coming back, which, you know, was long overdue. Thank God she's coming back. So that way they can have the sponsors. You need to cast it out to represent during the 50th anniversary. I mean...
And what happened to what's John's family? Not everybody saying he's not coming back.
Wait a minute. With the Cassidans, this is my issue with you got Alexis, Molly, Christina, and Sam, and Danny, he's half Cassidan, Davis, you know. But they never really tap into their Cassidan. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't, like, Windermere. What the heck?
I want Jonathan Jackson back.
Helena has Jake. I think Helena has Jake.
That's what I'm hoping, and they get her back.
Helena's working with a lot of people, and a lot of people know where Jake's real bounce is. I really do.
Let me tell you something. I think since Stephen Nichols was fired from Young and the Restless, just like Jeannie Francis, he should come back as Stefan.
I want him on
back.
Days.
I would go for him to be back on General Hospital.
What, do you want him as Patch?
I want him as Patch.
The take Kayla away. Woo!
Didn't Patch die?
No.
No?
No. Patch is away.
No.
Didn't Stefan die?
Patch is away.
No, Stefan... Did Stefan die?
Who knows?
No, but he's Cassidan. You know,
he's Cassidan.
But Cassidans are like Steph. Didn't the first one die? And Helena had him someplace.
Stefan died, but Patch is alive. I want him back as Patch.
If they brought him back as Stefan Cassidan, it wouldn't be for a long period of time. It would just be briefly.
Wouldn't really have a purpose for him to come on, though.
No, I don't think
so. The
only
other thing.
Not if they don't even have Nicholas on the show, yeah.
But Stefan could come back for Laura.
Polly.
Yeah.
Somebody just tweeted me saying that they're listening to your show and they don't hear Lynn on the show.
That's because she's gone.
She's gone.
She was here earlier, now she's gone.
Is this still being taped?
Yeah.
The show started at 10. She's gone.
But she's listening from the beginning, so I don't know if she's... We're still on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they have to wait till tomorrow to listen to the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Well, what do you guys think about Laura and Stefan?
I would go for that any day.
What?
I would like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Not me.
Because if you don't like her, you said you don't like her with Luke, so, and you wanted Luke with Anna, so Lauren.
I want Mara with Luke.
You too.
No, I don't. Ugh.
I mean, I like Laura with Luke, but if she can't have Luke, I'd rather have her.
Who do you want AJ with? Let's consider who do you want?
Oh,
to
don't bring
one
up,
right
don't
now.
Bring up that can of worms. You'll get us all into trouble.
I think
know
what
you,
would be interesting.
I actually like him.
No one.
I actually like him with Laura Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I think what would be interesting is if. I think what would be interesting is if they had AJ with Sam, and then Jason comes back, and then realizes that they're together. I'm gonna know Steve Burns on YNR, but he's like when he leaves YNR, it comes back to GH. He could see like Sam and AJ in bed together.
A recast Jason, right? Who are they going to recast Jason?
Candace and Carrie are back. Yay!
What?
Who are they going to recast Jason? Steve Burton.
I think Steve Burton's going to be on YNR for about a year or two, and then he'll go back to GH. And then
I doubt it.
Sam,
something happened at GH.
Number one, Steve Butte and I are on contract on YNO.
Oh, he's not.
He's on a short-term contract, and that's not
he's
a year or two.
I mean, but
yeah,
he's
but
on.
Who cares?
He already said that he left General Hospital because he didn't like the way the direction it was going.
Oh, come on now.
I don't
okay.
blame
no,
him. I didn't
wait,
like
wait,
the
wait, wait, no, he wanted to move his family to Tennessee.
You know,
that's an excuse.
Wait a minute. I'm going
to
just break it down. He was with ABC for 21 years.
I listened to an interview with Steve Burton, and he said that he wanted to move to Tennessee to spend more time with his family.
Yeah, and he did, and that's a big part of it, because his house did sell. A big part of it is because he no longer resides in California. That's a big part of it. So he can't work the same schedule that
he did before.
Young and the Restless can accommodate him.
On YNR,
good for them. ABC cannot and should not accommodate him because he doesn't work in a vacuum, and that's not fair to the co-stars. So he left. Good for him. He made a decision for his family. I just wish he'd shut up in every interview and in every podcast. You know something? He made a decision. That's his right to do that. But it's as simple as he lives in Tennessee, number one, and number two, YNR can accommodate him for a small part. What he wanted was unrealistic and not even possible to do for his character on GH.
But Carrie, he wanted to be on the number one show.
Oh,
yeah,
he got
right.
what he wanted.
That's what he got.
Yeah, because
hang out with his brother
this
week.
His friend became the executive.
The thing that I don't like about him being on YNR, though, I don't watch YNR, but the thing that I don't like about him.
Oh,
there,
I think he's great on
that,
YNR.
Oh, I
no,
love him on YNR.
No, yeah, he's great.
Oh,
I think
finally
the thing is,
he's
no,
younger.
The thing is, Jill Ferrin Phelps. The executive producer of YNR, and we know how she screwed up GH.
That's right, and she's screwing up
YNR big time.
Yep,
why
thing.
Why'd they hire her if she already screwed up GH? Why?
Because they had Maria.
Okay,
I like Ellen.
Never
would have been worse than that.
Wait
a minute, I'm kind of liking you. Okay, even though I hate to say this, I know in 6 months I'm probably going to regret what I'm about to say. But I actually like the way Young and the Restless is going right now.
Breaking up couples. They're breaking up every couple on the show.
They're breaking up couples. Okay. If you think about it, every couple has to be broken up at some point.
At the same time?
Not necessarily. See, I agree with you, Candace. Every couple needs their angst. But see, Lily and Kane haven't had an extended period of happiness. So leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
To me, they're the Romeo and Juliet of General City.
They're
not
messing with those.
Okay, can we get back to
GH?
And also, you have to realize that everybody's going to come together for what happens in March, their 40th anniversary. They're going to have some kind of a wedding. Hopefully, maybe, I can't even think of somebody I want to get married. I would say Nikki and Victor. But I've been through that role before.
Well, and see,
Nikki's going
to
wind up going back to Jack.
Oh, God.
Why are they screwing around with Kane and Lily?
See, first of
wait,
all...
Wait, can we get back to GH?
No, no, can we just hold on?
Wait, hold on, hold on. About Cain and Lily?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about Y&R. Can we get back to GH?
Wait, why?
In a minute.
We want to talk about Y&R. Hold on.
Well, I don't watch that show, so I don't...
Well, then you just
first
wait
of all, Cain, I think they wanted to put her with Chelsea, but unfortunately Chelsea's going to wind up back with Adam because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So they're going to break up Sharon with Adam and what he called again. I want Nick back with Phyllis. I do not like him with Avery.
I
want
Avery.
What?
First of all, everybody likes different couples. That's not the problem. But Cain and Lily, first of all, do not get enough.
Avery and Nick lights up the screen like I've never seen it.
What's going on with the senator and Neil's girlfriend? Something's up with them too.
I think she slept with him. It's like scandal.
They have something to do with that murder and that Avery's working on.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
And they had sex. I smell it coming a mile away. Like what? They had to have a one night stand too.
Oh, yeah, they slept together, too. Neil can't be happy either unless they have to bring back Drusilla, but they can't bring back Victoria Rao because the girl who plays Lily said that if Victoria Rao shows up on the set, she's quitting because she don't want her on the set. Mm-hmm.
The thing
I like Cain and Lily. I like Cain and Lily. Leave them alone. They haven't had happiness.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And first of all, they don't premiere them enough for being... First of all, they should get a hell of a lot more screen time than what they've gotten over the years. And then they don't belong having other people introduced into their couplehood because they haven't had enough happy time. Why are they always bringing people in to mess with them?
Right. They bring this guy Tyler on. I can't stand him.
I know. I mean,
stand him. He's sleazy.
Yeah.
Who?
Tyler.
Tyler. The brother. The brother who won.
Yeah.
Who won
Lily.
Yeah.
And now they're stuck in the cars in a snowbank together. Oh, it's killing me.
I mean, look, I've watched
the
soap operas long enough to know that everybody can't be happy forever, but you have to have a couple that anchors the show, and that should be Cain and Lily, and clearly it's not.
No, it's not.
Now they're breaking up
Michael and Lauren.
We need to get Billy and Victoria need to be broken up.
What makes you think
Billy
and Victoria should be broken up?
Because I like him with Chloe.
Actually, who I liked Chloe with the best is not here, but he's going. I loved her best with Nina's son, but he's not there.
Okay. I love Billy and Victoria.
Thank you, Kathy.
I like
you
Billy
and Victoria.
They won me over.
Yeah, I love Billy and Victoria.
I think
they
have a great relationship.
My favorite couple on there.
They need to get them not to be so stiff and being white Colgan.
I think they have such chemistry. I love them
Oh, my God, they are doing chemistry.
But she's so dry and stiff. They need to bring more life into her.
She's not dry at all.
You don't think she's dry?
No,
she
I don't.
Victor's,
I love Victoria.
She is Victor's daughter. That's all Victor right there. Nick is all Nikki.
Yeah,
so,
I
like her. I don't know. I like her,
I
can,
too,
but I don't know. I like him with Chloe.
I love
Chloe.
You
like Chloe with Kevin?
I can't stand Chloe and Kevin because I don't like the character of Kevin, period, and I can't stand them two together.
Right. I like Kevin, just not
with
Chloe.
I like Kevin and Chloe.
Yeah,
Chloe.
I'm not
a Chloe
fan.
You know what? I tried
to
put a little spark with Kevin with Abby the other day.
I thought I was the only one. I love Abby. And not because she's played by Marcy, but I just love the character of Abby. And I was so glad that she came back.
I was too.
Oh, yeah, I know. Abby. Oh, my God, I love her.
Yeah, I'm glad she's back.
Yeah,
but
Marcy's back.
I guess she's not going to go after her boyfriend, because now her boyfriend has his eyes set on...
Lauren.
Michael's wife.
Well, they were making out today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were? And see, and it doesn't bother me so much that Michael and Lauren, because they've been happy for an extended period of time.
Oh, well, I do, yeah.
Why have problems with them? You need a couple that don't have problems.
But what I'm saying is I don't see where they treated Kane and Lily like Kane and Lily have been so disrespected to me on that show. Michael and Lauren have had a pretty long one. Look at Nikki and Victor. After 3 minutes, they're tearing them apart.
Yeah, you're right about,
I think Jill Farren Phelps likes to break up couples. That's
what I'm
saying.
I haven't
why she hired on that show if she was already terrible on GH.
Right.
I haven't been watching Young and the Restless that long, but all
I see is couples breaking up. It's
because
of her.
Would have
this
looked
is
better.
From before the change.
The devil was a step up from Irina Bell running the show.
Yeah, she already was setting that in motion with Lily and Kane, if you really think about it. That was Maria.
Yeah.
That was Maria who started that wheel.
Yeah, so Jill Farren Phelps looks like the savior compared to that idiot.
Well, I liked Adam and Chelsea. I know Adam's bad, but I liked him and Chelsea. At least
I
know.
I do too.
I can't stand Adam pairing with anybody. Oh, I hate him.
Yeah, but you saw some good in Adam. Chelsea brought some good out. At least
he
was.
Yeah.
Not me.
And they broke them up. I don't know. Chelsea's pregnant, so.
Right.
By who?
And obviously divorced.
And Adam people are all upset about it because she's pregnant. They want her to die.
First of
and
all,
they don't
how
want
can
to,
there be a Sharon and Adam person out there after what he did to her? Why would there be a Sharon and Adam fan base?
Exactly.
When he told her kid was dead.
They kissed today.
Who?
Adam and
no,
Sharon.
Yeah, but he's going to run back to Chelsea in a heartbeat when he finds out she's pregnant.
If she tells him.
She still loves Chelsea.
If she tells him.
Dawn, if she tells him.
I think she will.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want, but then again, I don't want him going back to her just because of the baby either. Not that I care, but I'm saying
that
as a storyline.
Wait a minute, Adam wanted to go back.
I don't think he wants to go back to the baby. He actually wanted her back.
He wanted her back.
And he was worried. He called her up in the snowstorm and said, don't go out in the snowstorm before Sharon even showed up. And he's worried about her and he's sending all this stuff to her.
Because
he actually loves her.
He does.
Sharon, I think, was an infatuation because he wanted to have what his brother had. So I think that's why he went after Sharon, because he wanted something to go after Nick about.
Well, he loves Sharon in a way, but not like he loves Chelsea.
Like Chelsea.
No.
Right.
Chelsea's the one for him.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now, I'm glad about Jack and Phyllis. I'm kind of like, my heart really wants Phyllis and Jack to, you know, get back together. And
I agree with you.
I want Phyllis and Jack.
That's the only pairing I've ever liked her in, because I've hated her ever since she broke up Nick and Sharon's marriage after Cassie died. I thought that was a terrible thing to do.
Wait a minute, I'd like to also point out something about that. I still blame to this day
Nick. I can't blame her. I would blame Nick. Because of her situation.
She's part of it. He was grieving.
Yeah,
she's part of it. She's got to, if you, all right, let me compromise. They're both to blame. Of course, I'm not going to take him off.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But of course she's to blame.
Think about it.
They were on the run trying to find her son and Lily because they ran away because Daniel thought he...
You don't sleep with a man
because,
who lost his child.
Wasn't really his child. Well, she wasn't really his child.
She most certainly was. Adopted children are just as much.
I
understand that, but he... First of all, Nick...
Cassie was Nick's child as much as Noah. Oh, of course I do, too. It's her, too.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Let's go back. She wrecked Cricket and Danny's relationship, and then she did it to Nick and Sharon.
I actually like Phyllis. Oh,
that's fine.
I'm not saying I dislike her,
but the truth is the truth. Yeah. Hey, I liked Brooke up until 5 minutes ago, too. Hey, you can like someone and admit when they did wrong. She broke up a home twice. She lost custody of her own son to Danny Romolotti, who wasn't even his biological father. Where does that happen?
On a soap opera.
But she, I never could get over the fact that they broke up that family after Cassie. It was bad enough they had to lose Cassie, and he should have been there for Sharon while he was off screwing her.
But that has a lot to do with him, too. You can only, blame her.
Yes, but...
But he also was like, when Phyllis needed him, he was off screwing with Sharon. So, like, Nick got to learn to keep the thing in his pants.
Yes, but, yeah, I understand that. But also, she was part of it, too. They're both to blame.
Think about this. Think about his sister Avery, who says she's not going after everything Phyllis has, and now she won't. She went after her husband, and then went after her daughter.
Nick kind of went after Avery.
Nick went after all the women. Nick went after all the women.
You can't blame Avery.
Nick went after all. Didn't Nick one time go after Cricket too? Didn't he kiss Cricket and stuff too?
He wasn't with her. That was when he was. I think that was one of the times he was broken up with Phyllis, if I remember right.
He was broken up with Phyllis. Because Cricket wanted to hurt Phyllis, so him and her hooked up. Well, you know what? If you really love your wife or whatever,
Real quick, Cricket was the one who went after Nick because they bought a beer together. Well, he bought her a beer. She was, like, in her moment of depression and stuff like that, was very vulnerable. He was, too. She kissed him.
He should have known, too, not to kiss his wife, the mother of his child's mortal enemy. He shouldn't have been kissing her either.
Cricket kissed him, he kind of was like, what the, you know, because he didn't expect Cricket to do that. He didn't return it. I just want to state that. He didn't return it.
I don't remember whether he did or didn't, but like you said, it's a soap. They all do wrong. My point is, I never agreed with Young and the Restless breaking up Sharon and Nick's family after the tragic death of Cassie. I've never gotten over that. How many years has it been? And then...
Ten years.
Why and I did Sharon worse than G.H. ever did Elizabeth, if that's even possible.
That's true.
But they've turned her around now. Now they've turned her around. She's getting help.
And they better continue
She's
to do
She's doing
that
the right thing. No, now Victor
yeah,
is
Victor's
having that guy switch the bills. That's so wrong in every way.
Talk about wrong, Victor and Sharon. I'm glad I checked out for that mess.
I hate
when
what
she
did
was in prison was okay, but then when she marries, but they're blaming it on that she was bipolar. So now she's taking these pills and she's all better. She did the kleptomaniac and she did all of this because she was bipolar. Think about it. Sharon slept with Billy. She slept with Jack.
I'm sorry.
All the same day.
No, you don't. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry. It's a cop out to go blame everything on those pills and everything she did on that. I mean,
not everything like that, but some of the things she did, the kleptomania, all that stuff.
I'm agreeing with that, but you know, sleeping with everyone like she has done, you know, for me is.
The problem is, I don't think she never got over her family being broken up in the first place. That's not something you get over.
I just know they've straightened her out. I saw a difference in Sharon. I hated her. Now I kind of like her. I see they're straightening her out. I think she's doing good. And now Victor's going to screw around with her pills. That is so wrong. So wrong.
Victor's so wrong to begin with. He thinks she's God. She's God.
That is a really bad thing to do. I hate it.
When he finds out Nikki has multiple sclerosis, he's not going to want to be with her either because he wants something perfect. He wants everything to be perfect.
We don't know if they're just going to walk out on Nikki for that. I mean, come on. Give the guy a chance.
Yeah, I don't know if he would walk. He may walk out because I don't know, but I don't necessarily know if it'll be because of her health issue.
Exactly.
Sure
you guys, we have a minute to go, and then we are in overtime. I just want to thank everyone for calling in, but
okay,
we will still be on the air.
He may walk out on Nikki when he finds that she was with Jack that night in the storm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
They didn't do anything, but all they did was give her a blanket, and Phyllis came in, and then she left.
Yeah, but if Victor gets wind of that, uh-oh.
Well, that's
yeah,
I mean,
no,
of course,
Victor gets wind of it. Victor did the pills with Jack. Now he's going to do the pills. Victor needs to be taken down a couple of notches, too.
The problem with Victor
yeah,
is the problem with Victor is he has a different standard for himself than he holds everybody else to.
Yep.
He's an arrogant
son of a bitch.
What's good for the goose is not good for the gander, because he could do what he wants,
mm-hmm.
and you can't do what you want. He wants
right.
everything his way or no way. Think about
exactly.
it.
I'm really upset with him. He got rid of his kids.
Oh, you guys, hold on. 347, you're on mail.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Is this
Debbie?
You. Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Debbie. you called in at the right time, right before we are going off air.
I noticed.
Yeah.
I missed last week because you went off the air, and I know. So I had to log out and everything.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you are here for overtime. Yes, because it's overtime, but, I like Victor. I mean, I like complicated characters.
I do, too. Victor, Young and the Restless, you know. Can you imagine Young and the Restless without Victor? I can't. It's just
exactly.
I like Victor, too. I like Victor being, the businessman, but I don't like Victor manipulating everybody, his children's lives. And telling them they got all their money. They sued him, got their money, but now he still wants. He's going to ruin Victoria's
marriage. But you know what?
Marriage.
I disagree with that, because that wasn't their money till the day he leaves this earth. That's his money. It wasn't
I
his.
Understand that. They shouldn't have sued their father for their money.
No, I don't
but
think so.
But you know
either.
What? But the whole situation is he's going to ruin Victoria and Billy's marriage. She's going to wind up going back to work for him.
I don't think Victoria and Billy marriage will be ruined. Sorry, I don't agree with that. I think we will be fine.
I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right. I really do hope you're right, because the whole situation, he wants to break
no,
up that
because, marriage. Because if Victoria and Billy end, then I'm going at CBS, and I'm going to do a couple of damages on someone's face if they fuck with Billy and Victoria. They are not fucking with my couple.
You cannot do that. Steve Burton needs his job, so just settle down.
Okay, it's not about Steve Burton. It's about my Billy and Victoria.
Don't
get yourself all upset. It's only a soap opera.
Okay,
Victor wants to break him up. He thought he broke him up when he set up Billy with Chelsea. It didn't happen. Okay?
I am just saying if that ever happened, there will be a 35,000-minute rant on the show. If that ever happened, I will rant about it until the sun goes down, just so you know. So whoever doesn't really want to call on that day, because if they mess with my couple, I won't be happy, because that is the couple I love on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Victoria needs to stand up to her father and tell her father, no, I'm staying with this guy. No, I'm not going to do this. No, I'm not going to do that.
She has done that.
She does.
She does do that. But yet she's going to work with him.
She can separate work from her personal life.
Billy is working for Zach right now. So I think everything's going to be okay.
I hope you're right. I really do hope that. Since Phyllis is there, she likes breaking up couples.
I wouldn't put too much faith in their marriage because Jill Theron Phelps is breaking everyone up. So
that's what I just said. She's breaking everybody up.
Well, maybe Jill Theron Phelps won't be there for like ever. So maybe Jill Theron Phelps will just, you know, accidentally lose her job.
Callie, we can probably expect problems with Billy and Victoria because she's breaking everyone up. I hope that's not what I'm saying.
You're gonna expect something.
I really hope.
Now he's working with his brother and she's working with her father, so you know, like the.
It shouldn't matter, but Jill Theron Phelps might have a different opinion.
Okay, Phelps. You know, I'm not even. You know, I'm not even gonna worry about Phelps. If I worry
about.
Well,
you better worry about Phelps.
Well, I can take care of Phelps in my
everybody
own time.
Everybody worries about Phelps.
But
not everybody except one.
Well, yeah, no, she's got a few friends that she takes care of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she has one in particular.
Yeah, one.
Who's Steve Burns?
Yep.
He's safe. He's good.
He's safe. Yeah, he'll get what he wants. I happen to like him on there with Lisa's wearing different color clothes than black, and he looks younger and he looks happier.
Yeah.
I really do think he looks happier.
Well, thank God.
Well. Oh yeah.
I mean that he's wearing other colored clothes.
No. He looks happy. You're right. He looks happy. He looks younger. In fact, he looked really good today. On Y&R with the one who played and with Avery today.
He's playing a likable character. So she has him in a likable character. You gotta
he's got connections. He's gonna be A-okay.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's in a likable character. Like I said, you gotta like the character. Of course you would.
Yeah, but she. All the long-time people are like, oh, my God, he's going after my Nick's girl and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, I love Nick and Avery. So I'm like,
I like Nick and Avery, too.
And Nick and Avery doesn't have to be sacrificed because Britain comes, though. Sorry.
But I have to admit.
Well, let me tell you something. You know who everybody wants Dylan with? Everybody wants Steve Burton
with Sharon Lass.
They want
him for it.
But I have to say, I was starting to like Dylan with Avery. I said it last weekend. I said, I think I like Dylan with Avery. But then I said to myself, you know, I love Nick and Avery. I really like that couple. I do like them together. So, I don't know, today when he came over and he was in there and the lights went out and all this happened, I think Nick's going to come over.
Of course Nick is going to come over.
Nick's going to go over and... Oh, and then I hope he doesn't think Avery invited Dylan over there, and then,
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. That's what the same thing when Michael is worried about where Lauren is, and she's over there kissing whatever his name is, Abby's ex-boyfriend. They're the next one. But they've been married for 10 years, more than 10 years. How old is the son?
They've been married for
he's about
a long 16. Time.
Ben's 16.
Yeah, well, but they aged him, but they've been together for quite a long time, so I don't think it necessarily bothers me that they're going to have issue because they have had.
Exactly. I agree with you, Gary.
Shoot, I thought they were going to test the waters with Michael and Avery. Well, they did, but never went through.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Night, Sam.
I'm going shortly, too.
Yeah,
I'm going to go shortly, too, because I'm getting tired.
Yeah,
it's
12
o'clock
here.
I'm 12 o'clock. I'm on the East Coast. It's 12 o'clock over here.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Holly, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I have half the time I'm half asleep. After being diagnosed with MS, so like the whole situation, I'm always sleeping. So when I
saw
it coming on, and then I had the flu or whatever I had. So,
You know, but
the
I'm like in total
around.
Shock now. I'm like in total shock now that they're going to have diagnosed the MS on Young and the Restless. I'm going, oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, it's a good storyline, too, no matter how you look at it, so.
Yeah, well, I happen to like Melanie Scott Thomas. She's going to do a great job with it. And Jack is probably going to get try to weasel in between her and Victor. And, yes, I do like him with Michelle. I do like him with Phyllis. But to me, Phyllis, I like Phyllis with Nick. I know she broke up with Sharon, but you know what? Sharon wasn't Miss Nicey Nice either. You know what I mean? I don't know who I want her with. Actually, I want Sharon to be independent and without a man.
Well, she's been without a man for a long time in between. But I'm glad to hear that they're going to give Melanie Thomas a story of her own finally, not just
yeah,
around Victor.
And she's going to be really good in that part, you know. Like, let me tell you something. When I got sick and I finally got diagnosed, let me tell you something. When you first get diagnosed and stuff starts going, you don't really know what's going on. And, you know, like the whole situation is, she's going to do great in the part. I think she's going to do great in the part. And I think she was at Jack. She needs support. Jack is only going to be there for moral support. I don't think he's going to go after her with the mustache either. I just hope Victor will help her. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes about Victor. Victor has his own mind. So he wants everything to be his way or no way. You know
what
I mean?
Well, he does until it comes time when Nikki's in trouble. Then that's when he comes through for her. When she got shot that time, and that's when he really comes through.
Yeah, exactly.
When he thought she was dying, the time that she got married, when on her deathbed, he thought she was dying. They came back together again.
Yeah,
they belong together. They belong together.
Yep.
They belong together, and I agree with you. Lily and Kane need to have a storyline where they're happy for a change.
Yeah.
They're happy because they got the two little kids. They should be happy. They should be happy. Neil? I don't know. Neil, I thought he would have been happy. I don't know what's going on with Neil.
Neil. I love Kristoff, so, you know.
I like Kristoff, too, but you see, he had that woman who had his baby.
Oh, and you know what? I'm giving him and Leslie a chance. So.
Huh?
I'm giving him and Leslie a chance to go at it. Neil deserves to be happy, so.
The problem with Neil is
girl will make him happy, but it looks like she's got a shady past with the senator that's going to wind up killing Neil's happiness. Neil has not been happy since.
And you know what? We don't know that. But, I mean, we don't know that.
There's something going on. You could tell he calls her by a different name, too.
The problem with Neil is ever since Drusilla, it's so hard to pair him with anybody because they were such old together.
That's exactly what I just said, because ever since what he could get. And the problem is they can't bring back Victoria Rao because of the girl who plays Lily. She said she will not work with her. She will walk out if they bring back Drusilla.
I don't think that's really true. I don't.
Well, but you know what? I can believe that.
I can believe
that. If it's a choice.
No, I believe that. I believe that.
Then you know what?
Like
leave Christelle there because she wasn't the problem. Clearly, Victoria had a hair across her ass with that girl. And you know what? If that's the case, as much as I want to see Drew back, leave Lily there.
Exactly.
Well, I think Victoria Rao had a problem with most of the people, though.
Oh, yeah, I think she did, too.
Yeah, she has a huge
chip on
her shoulder.
Victoria Rao has an air about her. She wants to be the queen bee. And if she's not the queen bee, she, you know, like with Colgan, and when they killed her, you know, like, I happen to like Lily. I want her to stay there. I want Kane. I was upset when they were deporting Kane and they were sending him back to Australia, but then they got married and they brought him back. But why did they bring him back? Not to give them any happiness. They were always breaking him up and stuff. And now this guy Tyler is after her. And Kane got a little jealous. But now Kane is sort of going after Chelsea, which is making
him. No, he's not going after Chelsea. He wants
he's
to
not
know.
Going after Chelsea.
Well, he's not going
okay,
after her.
Okay, he's trying to be nice to Chelsea.
What is wrong with that?
Well, on its face, there's nothing wrong with it, but you can see where they're going with it. There's
going
to be a problem.
They're going with that because they're going to make that guy who likes Lily tell Lily that her, and Neil is going to tell Lily, what the hell is your husband doing all of these things for Chelsea? Indirectly, they're going to wind up having Lily fight with him over it, and
but
she's going to wind up going to the other guy for comfort.
But
that's
here's the thing. Tyler is really going after Lily.
Oh, yeah, we
know
that. But the point is, they're putting Chelsea in his orbit for a reason.
Tyler is seeing that Kane is nice to Chelsea. Neil is fighting with him. Why are you so nice to Chelsea? Neil is going to tell his daughter. This one is going to tell, Tyler's going to tell Lily what's going on. And Lily's going to wind up saying to Woody Cook and her husband, what the hell are you doing with Woody Cook? And he's going to get all bent out of shape. And they're going to wind up breaking them up. She's trying to break up all the couples on the soap. She doesn't want one couple together.
I agree with you.
Them all up.
I
agree with you.
And for the life of me, I can't understand that why she operates like that. I just don't get it.
Why are you breaking up Lauren and Mike? Okay. So they're going to break up Lauren and Michael. You know who Michael's going to wind up turning to?
Who?
His best friend, Phyllis.
Phyllis will be his friend. But as far as romance,
I don't mean for romance.
Yeah,
I
know what you're saying. Like for friendship, they'll be
I would like more Michael and Phyllis scenes. So I'm for that.
You know what would
be
interesting is if they ever brought Christine back, because you know they were involved back in the day.
True, but Christine with Paul.
Oh, she is.
Yes.
Paul.
No,
I think
they broke up.
They
are
still together.
No,
like the other
Paul
day. Wait a minute. Like
Paul
the other day when Paul came over to Phyllis and started yelling at Phyllis about Summer, why Summer was doing it. Why are you yelling with Phyllis? Summer was not living with Phyllis. Summer was living with the father. Phyllis wasn't even talking to the daughter when she was doing all of this stuff. So why yell at the daughter? Why would yell at the mother about to take care of, you know, what your daughter's
doing.
Oh,
because the mother always gets it.
Yeah, the mother always gets it. I understand it. But the mother, she didn't want to have anything to do with the mother, and she was living with the father. Yet the father
it was actually because of Phyllis, though, because of Ronan.
Getting it on with his sister-in-law, his ex, whatever you call her. I don't know. But all I know is...
And actually, they probably should have developed
couples.
Phyllis and Ronan a little more than what they did, because they had some chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Who had chemistry? Who?
Ronan and Phyllis.
Right. Yeah. So I wish she didn't leave. You know?
They could have had something, those two.
Yeah, well, he moved on. Maybe he'll come back, but he moved on. He wasn't coming back, and then he came back again. But wait a minute. Not Christine. I like Woody Colgan. Oh, God. His mother with Paul. I liked his mother with Paul. What's her name?
Nina.
Yeah.
Nina.
I liked her with Paul.
I like them together. I wish they would have done a little bit. I mean, I like the scene when Cricket and Nina talked about her relationship with Paul. How did Cricket feel about it? Because that was something I think a lot of people was thinking about. Was like, wait, is Christine and Paul still technically married? No, they got divorced when she went away to D.C. And they explained everything, like off-screen stuff that we didn't see. And then when they came back, they re-talked about it. Because that's when Danny came back. I don't know.
Well, Christine was with Danny, Christina was with Paul, and Christina was with Michael. So
I feel bad when Nina saw Christina and Paul together.
Yeah.
Nina was hurt. I felt so bad.
I know.
That's so bad for Nina. Poor Nina. You know,
I was kind of pissed when Philip, you know, Philip Senior came back and, you know, he's gay. I was kind of hoping for, you know, to relight that candle from all those years ago, but no.
Who? Who?
Nina and Philip. That's why I would. That's why I'd be all for Scott Reeves going back and reprising the role of Ryan, because I loved he and Nina together too.
Yep.
Yeah, but didn't he die? Didn't
yeah.
His
so,
die?
So if they can bring back AJ, they can bring back
anyone.
Yeah,
but if they bring him back as Buddy Cook, and that was Victoria's first love, Victoria's going to go after him.
Well, not really. Not necessarily.
Mm-mm.
She's happy with Billy. I mean, because he was with somebody. I mean, I don't necessarily think that means that they have to get together. And even so, hey, that might be interesting, too. A little that could be a little interesting twist for the Billy and Victoria relationship, too.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. Is there's been a lot of women after Billy, but no men after Victoria. We need some woman, some man going after Victoria.
Because
needs another love interest. Because what? Think about it. None of the men are there. It's either her brothers, you know, Nick and Adam are her brothers. Who else is the other guys there? Michael, he's married to Lauren. There's no other guys there for Victoria except for Billy.
So Billy and Victoria are hot, so I'm all for it.
Oh, I know you're awesome for that. That's not what I meant. What I meant was, you know, they're like different. Chelsea was with Billy. Chloe was with Billy. Victoria.
There's nobody to make Billy jealous.
Really?
Right. Nobody can make Billy jealous. There is no other man in this soap opera that can make Billy jealous than against Victoria, because what guy on this soap is
Well,
Victoria?
I suppose they could revisit the Neil and Victoria thing if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Neil?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, forget about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would go for that. By the way.
Yeah, I don't know. What's going on with Neil and his kid? Where's his kid? It went to New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was upset that Daniel left, and they, you know, got rid. Daniel left. But you know, he wanted to go on. He got tired of, you know, them playing him second string. And the guy who plays Kevin, he's a nice guy, but he's a very boring character.
They
got to give him a little. They need to give him a little. I liked him when he was like the chipmunk, when he was stealing stuff, and I liked when he was like when he first came on, when he was in the closet and all the stuff he had, what they're making the nephew have now. Plus, I don't like that. There's something with that kid. That kid. Not finished, that kid. There's something wrong with that guy, that kid. So they have to figure out, and Paul is now becoming his, like, mentor or whatever, you know.
Just a confused kid, but you know what? Finn started all that by bullying him in the first place.
So did Summer. Summer and Finn.
Both of them. Summer first, then Finn.
Yeah.
Because Finn was a quiet kid. You never heard anything until Summer got Finn to do this, and then all of a sudden she said, "Screw you, Finn, I happen
well,
to
no,
like
no,
the kid."
No, Summer did not get Finn to do it. Summer was doing it. Finn picked up on what Summer was doing. Summer didn't get Finn to do it.
Yeah, but then
right.
What happened was...
Exactly.
But Summer became friendly with the kid and got Finn really jealous. That's why Finn went further on the thing and stuff.
Because Finn has a crush on Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Summer.
You know, but Summer is like, oh, Finn is Finn. You know, like, Finn is,
friend.
You know, he's
friend.
Playing, yeah. So.
And then I don't like the other thing. We got that cop. That cop is now like, that cop who's going
Alex.
After,
yeah.
Well, what's
Abby?
Gabby? No, Summer. No. Her boyfriend.
Cameron.
Sharon's and what do you call it, again? Son.
Noah.
Noah.
But the cop, we find out the cop is her brother? I think that's what I heard.
The cop is her brother.
Brother.
Right.
And he's going to get involved with Abby this week.
Yep.
He's from GH, too. Why is all the GH cast talk on
Martin? Diego.
All the GH cast talk on Martin are now. I have no idea.
Not really.
Yeah, it's only one. Well, now two.
Well, Jeannie Francis was the
She left before Jill came.
No, Jill fired her.
And
Stephen Nichols got fired by her too.
Yeah, but
he went back to Days. He didn't go right there. He went back to Days. Then he went there.
Wait, who?
Stephen Nichols.
Okay, but he didn't go back right back to Days.
He went back to Days.
Then he went to General Hospital. When he went to General Hospital, he went back to Days for a little while.
And then he went to Young and the Restless.
Stephen Nichols over again.
And Matthew Ashford, too. I don't know why that guy keeps going back, because then they fire his ass after 5 minutes.
He can come back now. He can come back to General Hospital.
Yep.
That would be good.
Poor guy can't get a break. Yeah, I mean, he's also on the bay.
He's definitely dead. He died in the elevator, unless they didn't find the body, you know. He's, like, dead.
At this point, Jack's dead.
Jack is dead. Jack is gone.
Yeah.
That's at the end of Jack.
Jack is dead.
Gone.
They found the body.
They prayed for him. That was my issue when he came back, because I said it. I said, they better do the right thing and correct all the mistakes from previous writers. They did it, and then they killed him.
Uh-huh. I don't know why they killed him.
They did that to bring him back and fire his ass.
I don't know why they do that to Jack.
Why did they bring him back to kill? The same thing with Vanessa Marcel. Why did they bring her back to General Hospital?
Vanessa Marcel wasn't a long time gig in the first place.
That's her decision. She decides even before she comes back, I'm coming back for 5 minutes. That was her decision.
And the ABC was like, oh, wait, we're going to bring one part of a popular character back on. The ratings are going to go up. And I'm not going to sit here. I love Brenda. Not so much with Sunny, not so much with Jack. It's her character. But when she came back, I thought that writing was an epic fail.
It was awful.
It was, but she was supposed to come back for a year, and she even cut out earlier than that. I think they wrote it the other way around. I think they wrote for it like that because she was leaving early.
I think what really did them in was they threw not have Brenda and Pierre so freaking long.
Yep. They took too long to get that going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of the writing, Vanessa Marcel decides I'm coming back for 5 minutes and then she's out. That's the only thing I've ever held against her, because they would want her back for as long as she wants to be back. She decides I'm out.
Yep.
Well, that's the same with Ingo.
Yeah, but yet she already said that they never asked her to come back. She said she came back. She came back, and they wrote her terribly of what was going on.
But it was already predetermined that she was only staying for a short time.
Yeah, it was already predetermined.
She knew about how long she was going to stay. What she didn't know, and what she said in an interview, was she did not know they were going to do all this with Brenda, she had like a child. Like, when did that happen? You know, about the child.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to defend that crazy-ass writing, but as far as her storylines, they would welcome her back. First of all, if she wanted to come back, she'd be on there right now. They're not going to tell her no.
Yep.
Exactly.
I don't think she wants to come back.
That's what I'm saying. That's one thing. I don't watch ABC to this day since they canceled the other two shows, but when it comes to Vanessa Marcel, it's all on her.
Yep.
I don't know. I just think... I think they've done it wrong the last... I don't know.
Oh, they did. There's no disagreement there. They did do it wrong. But all I'm saying is the reason she isn't back isn't because they don't want her back.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's very difficult.
Although Maurice Bernard wants her back. He has said it. I was at the General Hospital thing. He does not like Kelly Sullivan, but everybody's like, don't get me started about Kelly Sullivan.
I don't even think that's true because he seems to like her just fine.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If you were on Twitter, Skate Fan Twitter, if they asked him, why is he not following Kelly Sullivan? He said, because Kelly Sullivan, I'm not a fan of Kelly Sullivan's.
He would never say that on Twitter.
I know.
He probably was kidding.
You know what
I'm saying? His Twitter account with Kelly, he does follow her. All of that was like a heated, one of those fan base versus fan base. Because there's the Sunny Carly fans, the Sunny Brenda fans, the Sunny and Connie/Kate fans. So they will say anything to get somebody else riled up.
Even if he felt that way, he would never say that. Just like
exactly.
On Twitter.
First of all,
I want you to know that it's not Maurice Bernard who's doing the account, first of all. It's his wife.
Oh, I know that, but sometimes he gets women. Hold on. Maurice
gets
women.
I know Paula
does tweet, put out on Twitter, write stuff on his Twitter page. I know that. And Maurice also goes on his Twitter page, and he will say, hey, it's me, Maurice. I know that. I mean.
And I don't think his wife would do that either because she'd make him.
Exactly.
Just like Steve Burton. Let me tell you something. If you gave Steve Burton truth serum right now and he asked who he'd prefer to work with, Becky or Chemo, we know what the answer would be. But Steve Burton himself is not going to be that dumb to say that publicly. He's still
in his career.
That's what people say. I don't know. I didn't read it.
That's the other thing, you can't just say that. That's just like the liaison fans versus JSAM fans. We'll go at each other
exactly.
And say, he prefers Becky, he prefers Kelly. We'll never know. We can speculate.
Come in.
It's the same thing with Jeannie. Jeannie will be welcome through those doors anytime. The only reason she's back is because she finally decided to. Other than that, it's the same thing. They'll welcome anybody back right now at this point.
I don't know. I gotta go.
Okay.
Well, have a good night, ladies.
Have a good night.
Good night.
You too. Lord have mercy.
I guess it's my turn to go.
I'm about to go too.
Yeah, me too. I'm following CPR, actually.
Okay.
I gotta get so much stuff done before Monday.
Hey, when are you leaving?
Monday morning.
Wait. Wait, your birthday this week or next week?
Next week. Next Friday. Next Friday, on this show, we'll be celebrating my birthday. Woo-woo! You got a surprise guest ready, right? There's a surprise guest, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
My birthday was on a Friday. She had no guests.
I am not perfect. And Captain, you need that. Doesn't tell me I'm the river. Thank you.
But in your defense, I'd rather have a show with no guests.
I want to be honest. Next Friday, I'll be drunk. I'm just going to put it out there now.
Cool.
So I'll be still high on the awards, which I will give full report to on Friday of what I saw, what I witnessed, and what I drunk. I know that Mike is going to be involved.
Okay, and remember to tell people about my also here, little one.
Gotcha.
Yes, we will be having a little powwow, me and you, and it will be a nice powwow.
I'll probably be drunk. So, just for that.
Well, I don't blame you. I could be getting drunk tomorrow night. I could see that on my future.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to say
goodnight. I think I'm going to call it, too.
Okay, me too. Everybody, night, everybody.
Night, night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.